Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Ice water turn Atlantic, night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover, I'm an Aston City lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Blow the brains out the coupe. Pully one on top, but I'm on mute. I'ma bust her wrist down cause she cute. Fuck her on the yacht, I've been up pool. She an addict for the lifestyle in the paddock. Big daddy, how you ever felt Chanel fabric? I be dripping to death, I need a casket. And we got more stripes in the rough, we foul tackle. In the middle of the field, like David Beckham. All my niggas locked up for real, I'm tryna help them. When I got a meal, got me the chills, don't know what happened. Pop pill, do what you feel, I'm on that zombie. I'm more like a Taffy, I'm not no Gandhi. I'm more like I'm David Goliath running. Niggas be cloning, I find it funny. We from the north, straight out the dungeon. I go in the mouth, she comes to me nuts. 300 the watch, it's out of your budget. Mean muggin' got me clutching. Yeah, and it stick right out of Russia.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, left the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Legends undercover, I'm an Aston City lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets. Can you do it, can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
In a Hellcat, cause I'm a Hellraiser. Self-made, I don't owe a nigga land favor. When you get that money, nigga, keep your heart. I'm sliding in a coupe, ain't got no key to start. I got to follow me in BET Awards. When your well run dry, you know you need me for it. When I pull up in a Buick, you know what I'm doing. If the police get behind me, fleeing any lure. Sleeping on the pallet, turn me to a savage. I'm a Project Baby 9, staying Calabasas. Like I'm still surfing, like I'm still jacking. I be sipping on lean, trying to keep balance. Hit that Z-Walk, dicky with my Reebok. I don't say much, I just let the heat talk. Your jewelry water whoop, diamonds like re-rock. My little baby rock that dick like a seesaw. When I stepped up on the scene, I was on a beam. When I jumped up out the beam, I was in saline. Baby girl, you just a fleen, that ain't what I mean. Money busting out my jeans like I do skiing. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit. Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit, it's that Z shit.
Pull up in demon on guard. What's happening in Detroit and or Chicago? We got our show back today. We went down last week for the Super Bowl. I wanted to call it the day for today because of All-Star game, but I had a few guys call me and say, man, an idiot got some oil pressure, so we want to have a show because a few guys got some stuff they want to get off their chest during this winter, you know what I'm saying? A few guys up here want to get some things off their chest. There's a few guys, and most of all, we got a bonehead that got him some oil pressure. if it wouldn't be for that Aaron over there, this bonehead wouldn't know what to do. He's just a complete idiot, but, you know, he in good hands with some people, so he got a little oil pressure, and he just went live. And then we got one of the old schools talking about he just went live on one of his old on his project that's coming out. So we got a few projects, and I do mean one of the guys is a project. It's the project, Family Bloom Project's coming out, and then you got this Jamie coming out. So he claimed he got oil pressure over there in Jesse, so I guess he wants to get on and show his ass. Then I think they say old Trigger Man beat somebody this weekend. He had a big race with the Jason X car. Then we got this big. I don't know this guy. He up under everybody's desk. He on the Mike Hill desk. He on the Young Money Camp desk. Man, I don't know. He's a pretty big fella, but I don't know how he managed to squeeze himself in these little odd places, you know. But he's there. Man, he's just in odd places, in odd situations. Like, how did this big fella get in such little places? But he's there, you know what I mean? Man, there's a lot going on, you know what I mean? So we go. Without further ado, we'll get going a little bit here. But, yeah, they say old Trigger Man, he living up to his name, the grudge race of the year. He's starting off this year by killing something. So the guys say it's been a big buzz that he killed a he killed a legend, so or head honcho. So we gotta see what that's about. Said he killed the Jason X car, I believe. I don't hold me to that guy, but I believe they said he killed that car over the weekend. Gotta see Mike Hill beat somebody or something. Beat to somebody to victory with a new car. And then we got, which race finna come up? That Lights Out or whatever that is, that the Ducks race is coming. That'll be this weekend. So we got a little few things to discuss this week. I don't know if the guys want to. But I know they wanted me to get Pace along and something of that nature. I got a phone call that there's going to be a few guys on Cockeye want to call out and shit. So eventually Cockeye to come over here. I don't know if he's been drinking any of that whiskey. But as he's been drinking any of that whiskey, he's going to be a fucking handful when he get in. I don't know. I did hear my little buddy on earlier. Red Old Cabbage Head. I heard him on. And I don't know. He told me to get a few guys on. They want to turn the show out a little bit. I said, okay, well, give me a minute, fellas. And I think Street King, he over there up under the hood of old Jessica. And we know the owner. He don't know his motherfucking ass from a hole in the ground. You know, he just, every time you go up there and leave your whiskey bottle up under the hood, why y'all finna stay, why you staging the car, your whiskey bottle under the hood, you know you don't got good goddamn sense. So, you know, and then the driver, he likes to take a pluck before he get in, before he gets strapped in, the driver taking a pluck. Right, I'm talking about they got to have one sane guy in the crowd. So I guess Brando and Brandon and Aaron is the same people in the crowd. Cause, the rest of the guys, man, I'll tell you, real live fucking circus act over there with some of them guys over there, real live fucking circus act. But they get it done. But it is a goddamn clown show over there. You just got to look at it like, wee, look at that show. Look at that show right there. I don't know where my buddy Meatball at. He normally pop in, say something real slick to some of these guys and shit. And he'll dip. But so far, he ain't popped in and said nothing super slick to none of these guys. Let me see. Yeah, and Meatball ain't popped in and said nothing super slick. Mm-hmm. We'll see here. Right there. But I do want to ask that Country Bumpkin, Pie Joe, is he ready? If Pie Joe on, would you hit the one button, Pie Joe, if you if this your time of the year? And I want to know, if you ready for Ducks Racing. If Pie Joe is on, Pie Joe, oh, you know, please hit the one button. Thank you.
What up, Kimo?
Pie Joe been on here. Talking about you running. And he finna go down to the Ducks race this year. I need to know, is Pie Joe ready?
Well, if he going down now, I would hope he ready.
Well, Pie Joe need to be on telling us, yeah.
It's not a place to go out and just be hanging around, you know, unless you're a spectator.
Well, Pie Joe do like he did last time he was out. He will be a spectator, first round.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I just want him to stay out of that goddamn Fletcher Cox way, because Fletcher Cox done warned. He done warned a few people.
He been warned.
you know Fletcher told that boy, this your second time, so I just want to know if he's ready. You know what I'm saying? That goddamn Fletcher told him, hey, this your second time, boy.
Damn, Kimo, you've been holding that in for, what, 2 or 3 weeks, right?
because that motherfucker told Pie Joe. That motherfucker ship, he told him that motherfucker ready to sail on his ass. All you got to do is let me know to pull that anchor out the fucking water. I'm going to sail on your ass, boy. I told you.
I heard that.
Stay out the way. That's my boss, but hey, he found out they weren't going to the Super Bowl. He was going to go to some of these guys, but
yeah.
In, so.
That was the next best thing to do.
Right there.
Well, what? Yeah.
Before they got them, dick sucking ass Tim House get on and go crazy.
Oh man!
Who did Mike Hill beat up on or whatever? You know what did he do? You know, he got him.
Well, Mike Hill was tuning on Uncle Sam with Marcus Burke driving, and they beat Andy Mack.
Oh, you know what? And you know what? Now last week they say Andy Mack, boy, he looked marvelous. When he out there by himself, he looks. Let me. I ain't no structure on this show neither, but he looks marvelous. And what's that other word? You know, he real stout by himself. But the moment somebody get up there on the side of him, he always pooping, popping, popping, and banging. I didn't put that out on him. I got
goes shaking like a leaf on a tree, huh?
Yeah, and I got that off one of that Monday night show. I got that off the Monday night show or something of that nature. You know what I'm saying? They say,
oh, okay.
Now, Andy get up there, boy, he look like a motherfucking world champion. When ain't nothing on the side of him. They just something get on the side of him, them people put their money on, he get up there, poop, pop, poop, pop, poop, pop. Now, kid, did he make a good hit when he run them guys, or he went back to his old ways?
No, from what I saw, he goddamn had a little problem off the line. It looked like he had a little tire shake over there in the right lane.
So he went right back. I thought he turned over a new leaf. Same old Andy?
If you want to, I guess you can say that.
Damn. So, I guess Andy, he don't know what to do when that pressure come down. He boop, bop, boop, bop, boop.
Yeah, well, they always say pressure will bust a pipe.
Yes, sir. We know what it do to a set of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, needless to say, Andy ain't turned over a new leaf. Same old Andy. Same shit, different motherfucking day with old Andy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know Andy
turned
over a new leaf.
Just a different day, huh?
That's what they saying. You know, old Andy, he did the same shit. Brother put their money on. Oh, man, I'm free. Andrew, man, y'all see Andy? I know Andy. And so Andy went up there. What? God damn, this is the same shit he been doing for years.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Did you get a chance to see anything on the Backstabber and J.R. Gray race?
No, man, I heard J.R. Gray didn't make the trip,
he shook the tires right off the line too, in the right lane.
Hmm. So he did the Tim House when Tim House raced Cal City Cal.
Oh man.
I'm just saying, you know. No, Tim House went right up in smoke tour when
not the Cheech and Chong up in smoke.
Yep, he went up in smoke. So Andy went up in smoke too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Andy, J.R. Gray and shit, they just went up in smoke.
Mhm.
Well, you think any of them guys gonna get it? These other guys from get back after they go up in smoke, or is that a one hitter?
Now that's what I would love to see. Is they gonna get a chance to get some get back?
Huh. Hey, I heard some of the guys on the Chicago show said that was the Chicago morning show. That really wasn't the race Andy and them did, you know what I mean? Not Andy, but Trigger Man. And I'm like, wait a minute, why would y'all say that? I mean, what would make them say some shit like that?
Well, to each his own.
I don't know. They got to give Trigger Man his praise, you know.
It might not have been the race they wanted to see.
Well,
put it that way.
Okay. But hey, man, we got to take what was given to us, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That is correct.
That's the race that came through. You know, that's the race that was on the internet, and that was the result of it. You know, it just ain't, like you say, what you wanted to see. I wonder, like, how many people thought J.R. Gray was just finna knock that boy's dick in the dirt.
Well, there's quite a few of them.
Well, I sure would like to see if he gonna give J.R. Gray a rematch, you know.
I would love to see that too.
No,
I'd love to see both of them go down there.
At the Ducks race?
I don't know.
I think J.R. Gray told him he'd be at the Ducks race next. I'm not sure that's what they say, but I thought he said he'd be at the Ducks race.
Mm-hmm.
So he's working on getting that thing fixed, whatever happens. They all come out. You say all came out at the start line and got on his tire. That's why he went up in smoke out here or something like that.
Yeah, I think I heard that same thing, Kimo.
Okay. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Now, we was having a discussion the other day about the super stock cars and stuff. And I don't know if you were on, but they were saying, like, some of the super stock cars, the new style Mustang, the Coke Bowls and stuff, they got to do a win or whatever to run a good number. I think you was on with that discussion. You feel the same way they have
was.
To do that Willie or something?
No, I really don't think they have to do no Willie to run at their best.
Well, we had a few guys that messed around with it, said, you know, they really got to do that Willie because they're throwing everything they got at it right off the start line so they can see that number.
I really don't believe that. But like I said, to each his own.
Now this 248-8050. If you come on acting crazy, man, we're gonna put you on the back burners. But you know, if you got something to say about this discussion, I'm gonna bring you in. Here we go.
Well, thank you, Kimo, for inviting me on
Kim
your
House.
Show. I just wanted to say thank you. But, Kid, let me just say this about the Superstock. The reason why they pop the wheelies and do what they do, they're not trying to go as fast as they can. They're trying to be as consistent as they can. And that's all it comes down to. Me and Kimo and all of us and talk to him about that. And that's just the way it is, man. That's just the nature of the beast. You know, that's just like Omar, they put on them big balloons. Why? They want to grab much ground as they can because they got a lot of power. They want to go as fast as they can. But that's all.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they'll run quicker after that? Because I was told, you know, you dig in the ground.
If they keep the car
stay on the ground.
They will go faster than you would ever imagine, yes. But they ain't trying to do that. They trying to get the car to stay as consistent. Because winning numbers like that, you know, you can't go if you got a, we're just using the word, you got a 990 index and you go, you know, down in the eights, you out, you know, you're killing yourself. So you want to run to like Super Gan, they 990, they got to run that number. So that's what they trying to do is be as consistent as possible, not as fast. They got way more motor in.
Super Gas is Tim House. They got throttle stops on them.
Mm-hmm. With certain classes, they're not going to let you put all the electronics and things like that on them. So what they do, they just try to keep them as consistent as possible. And they are crowd pleasers. They like to, you know, they just like when we go to see the races at the Grudge race, they want people love to hear them cars go up in the RPMs and let the button go, and Lord have mercy, they 12 o'clock high, and they love it, and they consistent though, you know, so they crowd pleasers also.
I can agree with you on that.
I had a complaint, kid. I gave Kimo permission to bring me on as his number one guest, and he can talk about me and Big Red and make his show more famous. That's all.
I said we got an echo on the show, but I don't hear it. I don't know. Maybe someone's phone acting up. Do you guys
hear echo? I
heard
a little bit when Kid was speaking. I hear it now.
Maybe it stopped. You really? You really?
I hear it.
Yeah,
I can hear myself.
I don't hear it.
Let me see.
517-3941. 517-3941. Mic open. Can you hear echo? Can you hear echo?
Bottom.
Oh.
Bottom. Bump them.
I don't know why.
Don't care nothing about them.
You think those cars would go faster if they stayed on the ground?
I think they will.
Ooh, I hear echo.
Do you hear it? Let me hold on. I'm a. I can't.
Yeah, sound like I hear echo too.
Okay, yep. Let me see something here.
I hear it bad when kids talk.
Hold on, I'm gonna hang up and call the show right back on you guys. Hold on.
That's Tim House's slow ass phone fucking show up.
How long have you been holding that in?
Evening, fellas. Evening.
Junior, what you think about the T.I. Grayson backstabber race? I know you saw it.
I saw it. Hell yeah. I think it's awesome. That Trigger Man is the truth. And I want to ask Lil Well how it feels to know he can't with Trigger Man. Huh? Like, Will's always asking me them dumb... Lil Will, how's it feel to know you can't fuck with Trigger Man?
You guys
sounds good
team?
Now. Mm-mm.
Hey, yeah, the superstar. Oh, geez, now, earlier we was talking about how would these guys rectify, how would they fix the problem they have with the big 484. How would they fix that problem, you know, they're saying once you start a block or whatever, you have to get rid of that block. How would they go about fixing that?
Oh, I just came in. I missed most, but normally if you have a block problem, you sleeve it.
But they already, Junior, they already at the max from what I'm hearing. On some of the 484s. How would they fix that?
Sleeve.
What do you mean when they're at the max of the bore?
Max of the bore?
Yeah.
They're on the bore, yeah.
Yeah, you still sleeve it. You just take it right back to the same number.
But if you got a nick there, if you have a nick in your block, you can't be at the same size, right?
Yeah, they'll cut the whole block away, Kimo. There won't even be any block in between the sleeves on some of the motors. The sleeve seals at the top of the block on the deck height, and then they'll most of the time put a receiver in the bottom that holds it in place. But if you get, let's say you hypothetically got a block, you're maxed out. You can't go no more. Man, I hear a bad echo. You guys hear that? Yeah.
I don't hear it.
I'm going to call back. I'm going to call right back.
I don't know.
I heard it when Kid was speaking too, Kimo.
313.
I heard it when myself, and I heard it when Kid did it. I hear it now.
Hey, Kimo. Kimo, the echo coming in when you it's on your side. You're not echoing. It's just everybody else talking. When you hung up, it left a while ago. It's on your side.
Yeah, but I don't have nobody on my line. No one's on my line.
You may be too close to your board or the volume too high. So.
Oh, let me turn it down.
I hear you echoing. Nutty, I hear you echoing.
Yeah, but when Kimo hung up, while ago, it left. Yeah, when you hung up, all echo went away while ago. Yeah. But it sounds right now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm back on.
So, Kimo, let's say you got a four. Let's just say it's 4.5, and you fucked the bore up, and you're as big as you can go with that block. They say This 4.5-inch bore, you can't go no bigger, and you fuck the motor up. You score the cylinder. They'll cut that. If it hasn't already been sleeved, depending, there's so many variables. There's an aluminum block, there's a steel block. But what they will do is they will cut that block out. They will cut right through, and they will make it bigger than the sleeve. So when you're all done, you can bore that sleeve right back to 4.5-inch bore. You ain't going to be able to necessarily. You're going to get to a certain size, and you can't go any bigger, and that's dictated by your bore spacing. But other than that, you can be at your max bore, fuck it up, and re-sleeve it, and go right to the max bore. You know, I mean, you can go right back to 4.5-inch. But if you want to go to 4600, you know, I mean, just hypothetically, you'll reach a point you can't go any bigger without increasing the bore spacing, and that's why they go to a 5-inch or a 5.2 or a, so they can get the motors bigger and bigger. A lot of times, Kimo, and like an aluminum block motor, that there ain't nothing in between the sleeves anyway. The sleeve only seals on the deck, and at the bottom of the block, it'll have a receiver that, you know, that locates it. And in the middle, there's nothing but sleeve. Even in between the two sleeves, there's no block left. That's how big they bore them out.
Go ahead, flop you in.
I'm listening to Junior. He dead on. I'm learning.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll hear people, you know, they mess them 484s up and they throw them out. They get a new block.
They can still sleeve them, Kimo. Still sleeve them.
Some people don't like to run sleeves. If you got like a good dart, little M or big M or something, just hypothetically, like a cast block, a lot of people get nervous sleeving them.
Why is that?
They won't do it. They'll just get a new block and go back to it, but they don't scare me a bit. If done right, sleeves are definitely a viable option.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, Junior, the problem that we were having, one of the things, and you already corrected it by saying that, and I wanted to bring it back up, is that you said that if you hurt the block and you have a 4.5-inch bore and you have a problem and you put the sleeve in there, you can still bore it back out and be able to put another 4.5-inch piston back down in there and make, like, so in other words, I'm saying, if you had a 555, you can put a sleeve in it, punch it back out, and you're still back at a 555, you know. So that's all I was just trying. You achieved the same goal, and that's what I tell them. It doesn't matter if you're at your max. If you put the sleeve back in there, you can still punch it right back out, and you'd be back at your max. And that's what we were arguing about, and I kept saying, you can do it. I know you can do it. I've seen people do it because I've done it. I had a bow tie block, and I had to do
it. It's very common. So on small block fours, yeah, that's a problem we run into all the time. A lot of people with heavy boost, of course, you have to have it sonic tested to really know. But the standard for like a dart block is 125 thousandths over. Now, I've gone 155, mm-hmm, people, but let's say I'm at 125 and I had it sonic tested and that's as big as I could go. I've hurt my dart block before. I have one in back right now that I torched it, fucked the whole side cylinder wall up. We couldn't fix it by honing or doing anything. We re-sleeved it and took it right back out to a 4125 bore, the same max bore that it once was.
And I
we'll
told
cut
them that
when they put a sleeve in them dart blocks, there won't be – sometimes there's nothing left in between. They cut the whole old, you know, metal away, and you can look right into the water jacket, and then the sleeve refills it.
That's what one of the questions was asked. what about, because I think Kimo was talking about that too, about making the block longer. So I said no, but he was thinking that we were talking about, not just Kimo, that the Siamese twin, the Siamese cylinders inside, well, they're going to be touching each other. They're not going to be, they don't care now. They just put them out there like that.
Yeah, they don't. That's what you, listen, like these, a lot of these sleeves, they locate against each other in these aluminum blocks. Like their interference, they like, when you put the, if you
yeah,
look,
okay,
for instance,
they
at
do
like.
That, Junior, would it have any interference, vibration with that cylinder touching? The next
no,
cylinder,
they don't
would
care.
I have
used
any vibration?
Think, no, they used to think they get hot spots and all this. If you look at like a Darton sleeved Coyote block, you, when you look at them without the sleeves, the whole block of the whole top of the block, you can look right into the water jacket. Like they don't even have holes. It's one long, elongated hole, and the sleeves actually fill the whole thing in. You know, this, even in between the cylinders, it's pretty. Pretty crazy what they do nowadays, Kimo. Yep, no, people used to think, oh, they'll get hot spots in between them. There'll be all these different issues. No, they don't. Now, if you're at the max bore and it's 4.5 inch, you ain't going to go 4600 per se. You know what I mean? To do that, that's right. When you have to stretch that bore spacing out. That's when you go to a bigger block, but... If that thing ran at 4.5 inches, we can sleeve it and take it right back to 4.5 inches.
Absolutely.
So they got the prime fix.
They go as far now. Yeah, they go as far now as they'll put the O-rings right in the top of the sleeve itself. They'll cut the top fuel hoop, or if it's cut for an O-ring or something, they'll cut it right in the top of the sleeve. That sits, you know, level with the deck. That's how my aluminum stuff's done. A lot of motors are like that now.
Yep. We had a bow tie block, and it was a 540. We broke a rod, knocked the skirts off of the piston down there. I mean, the sleeve knocked it. I mean, the cylinder knocked the skirt all off of it and busted it all up down there. They said, no problem, we'll just sleeve it. And that's all they did, put on a sleeve down there, and we went right back to running it. Had a good time with it. And I didn't see any power, you know, change or anything like that, that it was down on power in that cylinder or something, and it did good.
Yeah, okay.
All righty.
I wonder, is Ty Joe on the show? I'm trying to see, is he on his way to be Ducks race? I want to see what Ty Joe going to do down at the Ducks race. Ty Joe.
Yeah.
Ty Joe. Ty Joe been warned.
You ain't hitting the one button.
Kimo, you know you've been talking real jazzy about James Black. You know you're going to be on his list.
Yeah. Did you hit the one button?
Yeah, the one button is
yeah,
in
five.
Yeah,
James Black's ass.
Yeah, I see him over there. Now, James Black supposed to be running Junior's small block boosted car. Bird me one. I wonder why. Now,
I never hung up.
He locked me in.
Is he there?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we locked.
Okay.
Is he there, team?
We locked. As Boss Binder say, we locked. Boss say, yeah, we locked.
I think James Black planning on straightening you, Kimo, because you part of the team. They plan on straightening you.
Yeah. Just
hit the one button. Now, who is that talking about hit the one button? We hear you loud and clear. Whoever phone you on.
Where's that team out?
Is that James stupid ass Black?
No,
James Black.
This is Mayberry.
Oh, hey, what's happening, man, bro?
Kimo, I want to make a comment on that super stock y'all talking about.
A super stock,
okay,
with big tires is designed to snatch the wheels. That's the only way the suspension works. They don't have much horsepower.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know. That's why I was asking about that situation.
I know. Ain't nothing wrong with asking, but that's the reason why they have a superstar class. You limit to the modifications you can make. You cannot run a hood screw. You can't run an aftermarket carburetor. They don't have much horsepower. If they don't snatch the wheels, they're not going to run fast.
Mm. Okay. Hey.
If you got a general motor, you have to run a Q-Jet. You got to run a Q-Jet carburetor because that's what they come with from the factory.
Oh, those cars are not fuel injected?
Well, the ones are now, but I'm talking about that was the purpose of a superstock class before they come out with the fuel injection. They still got to snatch the wheels if it's superstock. Now, them factory race cars, that's different. Those been modified.
Okay. Yes. All right. That's what. Now we learned about this superstock class. But, you know, we didn't know nothing
about
it. You
can't even run a hood scoop back in the day. Yeah. You couldn't run a hood scoop back in the day. You had to run a flat hood. If you ran a hood scoop, then you are running in superstock modified. Because the car been modified.
How far could you modify that car back in the day?
Well, it depends because then the more you do, the lower your index going to be. See, they run off an index. And then it's also weight per cubic inch.
Okay. So that's a few things that come
bigger
into
the motor,
come into play.
Yeah, the bigger the motor, the more you got to add to the car, weight-wise.
Oh,
all
okay.
That's in the rule book.
Is this class still around?
Say what now?
Is that class still around, that one that you were just speaking of?
Yeah, NHRA still have that class. IHRA got rid of it.
Okay. Man. 708-6447, your mic open. Yeah, well, superstock.
See, I didn't run superstock. I ran superstock modified. The car was modified.
What was your guy's index?
Well, it depends on the size of your motor. See, my index, and it depends. I ran D super modified, and that index, I believe it was like 1010. And with a 353-inch motor, I could run 920s.
Okay.
But that's with a sheet metal
and how heavy did you have to be?
I couldn't weigh under 3,020 pounds. I could be over, couldn't be under.
Yeah. Well, those cars were pretty
heavy. Couldn't run no fiberglass. The only fiberglass you could run was the hood and the scoop. That's it. No Lexan windows, none of that stuff.
Transmission, did they penalize you for any transmissions?
Automatic or a full speed, you had to use the clutch when you shifted, which was a Jericho. You couldn't use a Liberty.
Well, Jericho still has clutches now. You could cheat. The Jericho had a clutchless.
No, that's what they ran. You had to push that clutch. They won't let you run it. No, you had to push that clutch. You couldn't have no clutchless transmission. You do that, you have to run in an alter class. Now an alter class, You can run a tube catcher. That's
well, how would they tell you that you didn't have to push the clutch?
Say that again, Kimo.
How would they be able to tell that you didn't have to push the clutch?
No, they can tell. See, you have to be there to check in. They check everything out when you check in. They go over your car. But some of them guys, some of those guys got slick. They learned how to modify them transmissions where they could steer. They didn't really have to put the clutch in. But you had to have that transmission casing. They knew what you're supposed to have. Those were guys that were cheating that never got caught.
Damn.
And believe me, hey, Timo, believe me, they can listen to a car going down that track. They can tell if you push that clutch in or not.
Mm.
All you got to do is listen to the sound of the motor.
Damn. I'm going to drop a few hundred RPMs, huh?
Say what now?
He's going to drop a few hundred RPMs if he's using the clutch, huh?
Because if you got a high-winding RPM motor, it's not going to go in the gear unless you got a clutchless transmission in the first place. If you got to shift that sucker at 9,000, it's not going to go in the gear unless you got a clutchless transmission.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, that's the purpose of the clutchless transmission. Want to go in gear.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I know some guys that were shifting at 12,000. But they had to have a clutchless transmission. It's not going to go. You're not going to push no clutch in at 12,000 and make that transmission go in the gear.
That's crazy. Well, folks.
I mean, you look at some of those guys that had 279 inches, and they would leave at about 11,000. You can leave, but you can't shift it if you don't have a clutchless transmission, because now, with a motor that small, you got to shift it at about 12,000. Because the motor has no torque. It's an RPM motor.
Yeah.
Now, that one that Aaron had, that Young Money, that was a 353 cubic inch with Buick race heads. I sold him that one. Now, I will leave at 9,000 and shift that one at 9,200.
Mm. And it never came out.
It had a 620 gear in the back.
Man, that's a whole lot of gear. What did you go through at the track?
11,000.
What?
Now that 401 I bought after that. That 401, I will leave at 8,600 and shift that at 9,200. And I will go through the traps at that one at 10,500. But it had way more power than that 353.
Man.
But see, with a heavy car, you need big gear. Gear moves weight.
Yeah, well.
And you got to have a big tire because you got to have a combination. I ran 16.5 33s in that back half car with a 620 gear.
And you say you were 920 with that?
No, that was with the 353. With the with the 401, I went 826.
Mm.
That was with that Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Now, I put that same motor in a Pro Stock car that weighs 2250. And I went 753 with that one.
Yeah. Whew, man. Yeah, hold on, Mayberry. Where's this James Black? He even got this little, he even did a little video talking about he got oil pressures. He want to get on here and call out somebody. He ain't came on and said a motherfucking thing. Oil pressure must not be what he thought he got over there. What the hell? He did a video and all kind of shit. But I ain't heard his voice today. Where you at? Where you at, sucker?
All righty, Kimo, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm just going to listen to your show.
Okay. Where you at, sucker? Oh, no. Goddamn Johnny Black ain't coming in. Yeah, I see him over there. He got the crew at the Young Money shop. They got Doozy over there. Doozy, I don't know if he team Mike Harvey or team fucking Young Money. Doozy, what fucking team is you on, man? You draw on the Young Money? You come on, goddamn. Where you at, Doozy? Where the fuck are you at, Doozy? Goddamn Doozy, he all up in there. I seen him walking all up on the car and shit. Goddamn, Doozy, you just say you ain't Young Money no more. Now you back Young Money. Then you don't know what you want to do, Doozy. Goddamn. Motherfucking Doozy. James Black. Hey, Aaron, make sure James Black don't pull none of that whiskey down in that motherfucking carburetor. I know he got some of that Tennessee whiskey around, goddamn Jamie. They call him Jamie. Jamie already calling Junior talking about where Nappy at. You got Aaron to call me, say, looking for Nappy. Looking for old Napster. Napster, be ready, baby. Just hold on. That thing all the way to go. What you looking for? What you looking for? Yay! Kid! Where kid go? Let's see kid. Hey, Tim House. Tim House, where you at? Hey, Tim, what class did you think about running back in the day, or you really wasn't a class guy? Did you ever think about running a class, Tim House? Where you go? Tennessee. Not Tim going right. He on me. I see you lurking, motherfucker.
I'm busy.
Hey, Julius.
Doing something.
Oh,
what do you want?
Come on. You didn't think about running
what
any
do you
class.
Want?
You didn't think about running any class back in the day?
No, because I had a streetcar, and I didn't have nothing like that.
Oh. But I hear you say you might run that 632 class. Are you still thinking of running that 632 class?
I got business to take care of first.
Oh, man.
That's right.
What's your business?
I got to get the car fixed, Kimo. I got a lot of things to do before I worry about something like that.
Hey.
You know they got a junior 484. You know they got a junior 484 too, Kimo.
Hey, once you get the copies, who would you be looking to draw on besides me? Are you going
Why?
To go there and mess with listen, I'm asking you a question. Are you going to go back over there and mess with Cal City Cal again?
I got some other unfinished business, Kimo.
Well, Tim House, we'd like to know what's your I would like to know. What is your unfinished business?
I got races I got to finish. I gave my word. I try to keep my word.
I understand that you gave your word, right?
See, what you're trying to do, Kimo, let me help you what you're trying to do. You say what
no,
you're
trying to
do
that.
Is put a name on it. I don't want to put a name on it right now, Kimo.
Oh, man, not the get back racist.
Yeah.
So you said you're going to get people get back. Now, hey, Tim, I got to ask you this, though. Seeing that Junior to beat you three times, are you going to try to go back at him again, or are you going to just let that be?
I got unfinished business, Kimo. 2022, I got some unfinished business.
Oh, shit.
So what if the guy, okay, so what if some of the guys say they got unfinished business with you? Would you be willing to put them to the front of the line?
I'm not going to see if they get in front of the line, but I got a business I got to take care of, Kimo. I mean, you don't just, nobody does that kind of racing. If you know, they say, oh, you being selective. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, because if you don't, if say I'm going to run you, and all of a sudden kids see me run you, he might not say, well, I may not want that trouble. But if you try to do your homework, you won't fail the test, Kimo. That's all. No big deal.
Good point.
But we ain't scared now. As long as you in our zip code or area code, we'll try you. But all that other stuff, we ain't going stupid now.
Okay, listen, Tim.
We don't have that. We out having fun, Kimo. I ain't trying to be the fastest in the United States.
I understand
that. Money won't do that.
When you say area code, I know you're not talking about, like, your ET. What are you saying, area code? You saying like the car, the way the car sit, or you know what I mean?
Let Kid answer this. Kid, do you think I got any business with my car over there messing with Pie Joe?
Oh, no.
That's not in my area code, Kimo. That's not even in my county or zip code.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. Okay, well, I can ask you this question, because we ain't going to face the ET. What is your area code then? You know what I'm saying? What looks like you and you feel that you should be racing?
Haven't you seen me race people? Haven't you heard about me racing people?
I said you should run Cal City Cal back. And
why would you think that?
You said, hold. You said Cal City Cal ain't in your area code anymore. That's what I'm asking you. What's in your area code now?
Well, why do you keep asking me that? I just told you. All the people I've already ran. That might be in my area code, Kimo. Well, it might be. Well, maybe it used to be. All that kind of stuff. Kimo, I have to look at things. I just can't. Watch this, Kimo. People make changes. They upgrade and all that. You cannot remain the same, you know. So if I don't think I can't run, I'm not going to go out there. You think I'm going to go out there? We got the same kind of car. It looks the same and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not going out there grabbing sweetness. I ain't stupid. That ain't in my area code, Kimo. That's not my zip code or county, state. Nothing. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, so, all right. So, Cal,
in other words, I'm
going
to put it like
code.
This. That kid, maybe you can explain it to him. I don't want that trouble. I can't run with him. I'm not just giving my money away. I can't do it, Kimo. I ain't fast enough.
What about Chuck? Is he in your area code?
Kid, the man keep asking me names. He keep slicking it in there and trying to change it around and come over the hill and go down in the valley.
Hold on, Tim. You told me all the guys that you raced. I'm asking you, is that man still in your... You told me...
That's for you to try to decipher. That's for you to try to decipher if that's in our area code.
Well, no. I just got a text. They say, ask Tim, what about Chuck? I got the text that says, ask him, what about Chuck? I read that verbatim. I got the text at 8:20. Up here is 8:28. I got that text at 8:20. I got that text 2 minutes ago, and I asked you, Tim. Now, the people want to know, is Chuck in your area code?
No, the people don't want to know. because when they look around, we always up there racing. So when I get the car, I mean, I kind of do it. Watch this. Let me put it this way. Maybe you'll accept this. I got to be on my A game to run Chuck. Chuck is a bear. I got to be on my A game. And every time I try to get on my A game, something go wrong. So it's no big deal.
So Cal City Cal,
you gotta be on your A game.
Chuck, you gotta be on your A game. Who else did you run? I got a question.
Okay.
Now, seeing that you took money from Witt, would you lock Witt back in?
Everything is negotiable, Kimo.
Everything.
Watch it. Junior, you, or Lil Will at that time, or Chuck, or any, everything is negotiable, but I got to make sure, like you always say, I'm being stupid, but I got to take a chance sometime. But, I'm not going to just go out there and grab a hold of a full-grown grizzly, and I'm a little cub. I'm not going to do that.
But Tim, now I've heard you, Tim, and I... That's a win over Witt because he paid the punk out. Now, I've heard you brag about that.
Kimo, everybody was on the show. All the Trigger Man, all of them was on the show. And they said, not Tim, they said that quite a few of them say, I should have used that word, quite a few of them said, if you get the punk out, it's a win. That's what they said. I heard Skin say it. I heard Dog and them talking about it. I don't know what all conclusions we come to, but some people said that.
Mm.
Now what you want me to do? Now, it's got to be one or the other, right? Or it's got to be your race program. So if you pay it, that means that I got to win. And if I have to pay out, I got a loss.
Hold on. If Witt come back and say, well, you've been roasting and bragging about me paying you the punk out and not the
kid, win. Can you handle that for me? I told him he tried to go up over the mountain. He go down in the valley. He go around the mountain. I'm not going Kimo. I got to get my car back before you can do any talking, oil pressure, get the car on the track and all that. Then everything is negotiable. They say, I've heard people say, all two cars can race if you come together with your stips and do what they got to do.
Now that I've said it three times, so,
we want to see Kimo come out and do some negotiation. That's all we're trying to do.
Oh, man. Ready, but, hey, Tim.
Oh, you hear that?
Now,
hey, wait a minute. My car is in the shop in two and three different places. The motor one place, the body is another. I got all this stuff, but he ain't right. It's okay. But Tim House, and I listen to what he's saying now. Tim House ain't got no oil pressure, motor tow all up, car tow up. Now I got a he ain't got no oil pressure.
Bro, I'm asking you,
when you get your car running, everybody wants to know, Tim, all I'm asking you is you gonna lock
Witt in with the exact same stips that you have.
You don't even know what the stips are. Why would you say exact same stips?
You
don't even know.
That's what I'm asking you, Tim.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Kimo. You're asking me a question that Kid already heard you ask me. And now it's five times you.
I'm not gonna do it.
What I really would like to know, and I know everybody on this phone, there's not one person that's not on this phone or even in the Grudge world. They want to know what Kimo gonna do. How is he gonna?
They gotta watch the show.
I heard that you said your own mouth that you was gonna tackle all the bottom feeders. Why would you come and jump on the bottom feeder when you got people like Andy Mack and you got people like J.R. Graves and you got Sweetness out there? When Tim House said,
why did you not accept
five times the same question? And I'm just
trying to tell you,
me and Clyde just like to race and have fun. We don't care nothing about all these big time titles. Me and Clyde don't care nothing about being the Grudge Racer of the Year. Me and Clyde, we don't care about no trophy. We don't care about no doggone banquet.
Now, Tim, all I'm asking you is, you come out here and you brag to me about who you to be.
I brag to you because I know you in the same, watch it, when you in the same ballpark and you rock it in the same old boat, you got no oil pressure. I got no oil pressure. You ain't got your car out, but I ain't got our car out either. I'm asking you, are you going to give them the same question that everybody want to hear. What is Chemo going to do? Who are you grabbing a hold to?
Man, I'm asking you, are you going to give them the same race?
Oh, man, let me ask you
That's
a dumb question. Are you coming out this year? Because Wick came on and gave you a 10-year anniversary salute. I'm just trying to figure out.
Are you going to get all the guys that you ran, not just Wick, but all the guys that you ran, are you giving them the same race back?
Well, let me go to Kid again. Kid, that's number 7.
Yes, sir. Yes,
same question. 7 times, 7 different ways.
I'm
going to
move on.
I'm still trying
that
to tell him.
No. I'm going to move on. That means no. I'm going to move on. That means no.
Well, I mean, whatever you want to say, it didn't ever come out of my mouth. Because these shows are recorded, and people can go back and listen and never hear them words come out of my mouth.
You ain't never said if you give him the same race back.
Things have been put to the side like they've been done for the last 10 years.
Hey, Tim, I'm
going to argue with you. Who are you going to grab to?
Tim, you was helping somebody gay hustle wherever you was at locking that race in.
Oh man. Well, Chemo, I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't that smart when it comes to gay hustlings, and I don't know nothing about that. I just like to race, and I keep it clean. And I tell people that all the time. You coming with me with that trickery? And I know they said, well, that's what I just want to race you and have fun. If you don't want to race, then guess what? I didn't say that, and I just said if you don't want to race me like that. Don't get up there because I'm telling you, if you try to play them games on me, I ain't paying you. As simple as that because I want to race. And ain't nobody in the history of I ever been racing. Me and Clyde, everybody will tell you, you're getting paid. If I lose, you're getting paid immediately. You can ask Junior that, your teammate. He came over laughing. I said, hold on, Junior, don't say a word. Pay the man. Man, Whitner reached over and gave him that Ziploc bag. He was ready to go. Now you can talk and laugh.
Oh, man.
All the business been taken care of. Now you can laugh and joke.
Now, you know what? I got to ask you, Tim. I pulled that little paper bag that you... Is it pretty full?
Well, it's always, Chemo. And sometimes it even have a twin sister, a twin brother. But that's not what the inquiring minds want to hear. They've been hearing it. They've been hearing all on the morning shows and every show that you can think of, every blog, talk radio. When is Chemo planning on grabbing a hole and who is your first victim?
I gotta ask you, Tim.
People want to know.
You worried about Chemo, right? You worried about the car. You worried about the car,
no.
Right?
We don't know if you got a car. Brother D. Brother D said, you know what? So many people been having doubt about Lowrider. Brother D made a video live.
We don't even know if you got it.
Me and Chemo been doing this for three, four weeks straight.
How did we go to Brother D? How did we get to Brother D when we was asking you?
I was trying to show you that we keep asking you about your car. We have no proof you got a car. You just been bellyaching and complaining
and talking.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When are you going to have no car, but will you lock with him with the same steps again?
Now, so let me ask you a question. Are you regulator racing or are you 901? Because it sounds like you're jumping ship, jumping all over the place. Sound like you're campaigning. sound like you're campaigning, Kimo. Are you a cheerleader or are you a grudge racer or are
I'm
you a talk show host? What
can.
I don't know what I don't know what you're doing,
you.
Man.
But
watch
this.
Let me show you better than I can tell you. Watch this, Kimo. Watch it. It is not watch it. James Black, Nelly, any of them, if I'm racing and they think I got a good chance, they come right on in and join with us. You know, we take a chance. You know, we got to take a chance sometimes.
How's that been working out for?
Pretty good. It's okay. We ain't got no problem. Things happen.
Watch
it. Let me ask everybody on this phone one question. All I got to do is ask them one question. Has anybody on this phone went to the track and didn't have never in their career ever have a problem at the track? Never. They didn't have tire slippage or trans break or something went wrong. Is there somebody had just perfect, ever since they've been had a car, they've been out going to the track, everything's been perfect all the time? Kimo, everybody have problems. Everybody, nobody going to win all the time. And at least, like they used to hear them say, they bring in action, you're getting up there, you're taking the chance. And you know what? I used to work
but
on the car all the
just
time.
Just because you bring in action don't mean that you're a good racer, Tim.
Well, as long as they get paid, they happy with it. Ain't nobody complaining yet.
Now, some people bring action and constantly get whooped.
That's not what I said. I said I brought action. Me and Clyde got up and did what we had to do. If we get knocked out, you know what we do? We get up. We dust ourselves off. We say, yeah, we'll try it again another day. That's all. Just try it again another day. But that don't mean that we're afraid and scared and all that stuff, Kimo. Come on, man.
No, I didn't say you was afraid. I just said, well, you're going to
but I'm
gonna
say this,
one individual
defense,
back in with
I don't
thing.
Want you to ever think that we crackerjacks and scared. Big Red is something to be reckoned with. That son of a gun is something to be reckoned with. You can believe that now.
Tim, how?
Yes.
All I want.
Make sure you never, don't never put that in there. That there's a problem. Big Red, they call her the big son of a gun. She ain't nothing to be played with. But believe that now.
I'll say that when I see you run some of the guys.
If you come to the track, you can see that son of a gun up there. She there all the time.
Hey Tim, I show up. Hey Tim, I come to the track. To see the son of a gun one time, and you damn near locked the trio. I say never again, never again, never again.
Well, we watched this, Kimo. We made a change in the car abruptly and didn't give it a chance, and she did something that she wasn't normally doing. So we had to go back and fix it, do a little homework. We did it, and she went right back down the track like she's supposed to.
Yeah, I just, once I speak, I'll say, yep. That's the first and last chance for me.
Now,
you
know,
hurt somebody.
I know that you will trust your teammates. Llewellyn saw it. Llewellyn seen it several times, the son of a gun run. Junior ain't seen it several times, the son of a gun run. So, I mean, come on, what you trying to say? The son of a gun ain't nothing to be played with. That's all I can tell you.
Oh,
nothing.
Man, not the big son of a gun.
That's the one. That's the one we're talking about, kid. That's the one. Nothing to be played with.
Man.
And you know why? You know why we were doing all that racing? You know what? You're going to say, you just do. No, I got to get a man credit. Guess who told me, go and run the car, Tim. You might do pretty good. Go and run the car. The dog said, run the car like it is. Run it. We've been having fun. Been having fun.
I hear you. I hear you.
Now, that's what I like to hear.
I just
hey, kid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is going to be number 8. I want you to watch. Go ahead, Kimo. What you going to say?
Tim, I just wanted to know who was on your hit list for 2023.
Yeah, that's number 8, kid. That's number 8 times. I don't know how
that's all. I just wondering who was on your hit list.
You can go around the mountain to the left. You can go around the mountain to the right. You can get up and climb over the mountain, or you can go in the valley. He had asked me all kind of ways. It's the same answer.
I ain't got no oil pressure,
Kimo.
Hey, Tim. The only person
Clyde ain't got no
you
oil pressure.
Is Junior, man. And I don't know why you keep going back that way, because that boy got a straightening comb for your nappy ass head. He straightens your ass.
Oh, man.
But, hey, kid, when you got a nappy head, eventually mama said, I'm sick of this, and they put a perm in your head. And it's straightening right on out. Straighten. That's all I want. Don't worry about it, Kimo. We're going to get it straightened one day. Straighten.
Man.
Not the Tony Brown straightening.
That's it. The straighten. Tony Brown straightening. That's it.
773.
And Kimo, 38, if I need an answer, I got a right to change my mind. Tony Brown's really got to change my mind.
Hey, somebody text me this number.
Somebody text you this number.
Text me this number. The Kimo Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who is this?
It's Raylo, man. I seen this. I seen this number.
Hey, Raylo,
just
how you
me
doing, Raylo? How you doing, Raylo? How you doing?
You know how I'm doing, man. I'm in my office studying drag racing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, not Superstock.
Yeah,
you ain't
studying
no
Superstock
races,
is
it,
Raylo?
All kinds, man.
All kinds,
kid.
It's
kid. All kinds, man.
Raylo, what? How do we have the interest of you, how do we have the pleasure of you dropping in? What's going on?
Oh, nothing too much, man. I got a number. Somebody told me to call this number. I didn't know who it was.
Oh yeah, we would love to have we love to have you on the show. We're seeing that we got you on the show, Raylo.
I need it. Can I ask you a question?
They say you nominated. Hold on, Tim. They say you nominated Skins for the most winningest person in grudge racing in Chicago.
Yeah, I ain't nominated him. He is.
Hey,
ooh.
Facts, Kimo. Facts. Stay with the facts.
Yeah.
Tim House. Tim House.
I don't know nobody won more races than him.
See, Kimo.
I don't know nobody won more
races. That's it.
Tim, don't do this, Tim.
I pretty much
do
my
homework
pretty good.
So you don't believe Big Drag won more races than Shorty?
According to my historian reviews and studying, I gave Drag his kudos for what he did in history in Chicago. Nobody has ever owned more race cars than Big Drag. I don't know no one man has that have bought it and had it in his possession. He might keep for 6 months. He might keep for 2 years. He might keep for 1 week, but he bought it. He had it. That's what I gave him his kudos for in all of his dominant years of racing, period, just being around drag race. But he ain't won more races than Skin by Street and Strip. Nope. There was one time, man, every time you wake up in the morning, Skin beat and race somebody and beat him. He lost some races. He had lost races. But I've never heard nobody mention on a daily and weekly basis Skin's won. He won again. Then he won again. And he won again and again and again. In all kind of cars, all kinds. Slow ones, fast ones, medium ones, all kinds.
Well,
that's kind of easy to figure out. Kind of easy to figure out. That's no brainer.
Who will you be looking to tap on the shoulder for 2022?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea.
Great answer.
Now, I know you and Rob go at it a lot. Are you planning on tapping Rob on the show?
Man, what you intend on tapping him on the shoulder?
You want to run him, Peg? Let's get up there.
What'd I tell you, kid?
Yep. Actually, Raylo, about the Superstock question you had, Kimo. You and Tim House.
Now, we were wondering why the superstar called Papa Willie. Aaron, y'all, mic open. Why the superstar called be Papa Willie like that? If they stayed on the ground, would they run faster?
No, sir. No, sir.
Y'all got this badass black on here. I just want y'all to know this badass black on
here.
Call me oil pressure black. Hold on, Black. Give me a second, Black. Why you say
you
don't
think if you ain't got oil pressure, don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you if you ain't got oil pressure.
Man, that boy on that goddamn Don Julio or something, he done been sucking on that bottle.
Man, I'm sober than the motherfucker, Kimo. I was in the corner just getting off, man. I'm here that motherfucker. I'm going to take a chirping to me.
Kimo, I might be able to answer your question and you might understand me, but then again, you might not.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
I'm going to try to make it simple. There's two different types of racing with that kind of class racing and drag racing. It is drag racing. Okay, you only allowed to use so much under your hood. Can't use this, you can't use that, but you can use this, but you can't use this, you can't use that. You got to weigh a certain amount. Nobody will stand to be so big. Some of them have 586 gears or 613 gear. To make it run, that's the only way they can make that specific motor run like that. It don't run no kind of big end. It just have a hell of a 60 foot. When you put it in high, it ain't doing number freewheeling. But then there you go. Some people be lost. They wouldn't understand what I'm saying because they don't really understand the how would I say it? A lot of the ins and outs about drag racing and numbers. One of them son of guns might have a 60 foot of an 8 second car, but he don't run number 9. Now you get it? You don't run number 960.
Yeah.
When you stick it in high, he ain't doing nothing. He can step out of that motherfucker. It ain't doing nothing, really. It's running, but it ain't doing what a car was running would be running if he had a 430 gear or a 410 gear.
So, Ray, you can say that gear down there acting like a throttle stopper then.
Just the opposite.
You're right. Just there you go. That's a good response. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Like I say, they mile an hour don't even match up with their ET. So some people wouldn't understand the philosophy. Some people do, and some people don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Give you one more. I'm gonna give you one more example. You might catch. Say, Vince, you got an 830 car. You got an 830 car in the quarter, right? 830. You take off, you messing around, you just checking your car, you're not really killing it, and then just nail it and run it all the way out. You're going to run the same mile an hour you would if you would have made a full plan. You're going to run your mile an hour, still going to be high, but your ET going to be gone. You might run 147 mile an hour, but you might not run them but a 890. So in other words, ain't no ET at the end of the track. Ain't no mile an hour down there. Ain't no mile an hour to start off. Your ET is made in the first part of your run. You can't go down there and get to making no ET down there. Ain't no ET down there. Try it. Get in the car and try it. You and look at your ticket, you'll be like, oh yeah, you'll be saying.
Remember what Mayberry said? Them RPM cars, they don't have a lot of torque. They just, that's what they need, that big, tall gear to sling them out of there. And that's what they do.
Yep. And they have some screw.
Mayberry told them the same thing exactly, and nobody disagreed. It was just what he said. And he ran them kind of classes and things like that. And Raylo, you ran over in them guy Robs, and sometimes they try to run these class race indexes and things, and that's what you got to do. You know, you got to run right on your money. You know, you can't be 10-0s today and 950s tomorrow and be there. You got to stay consistent.
What do you like?
Edward
Dawn, Cordova. I have never run a super stock, but I probably run a lot.
What you got?
Okay.
What you want?
You say you never did what?
Super stock?
I had to put him on mute for a minute, Kimo. He's taking care of business.
No, I was trying to hear what Raylo was saying. He said he have never ran super stock with something.
No, I've never ran super stock, but I followed it a whole lot. Been following it today. Bracket racing is not really like super stock racing. Super stock racing is a lot of different rules. It's similar, but it's a lot of different rules. Like in bracket racing, you don't have to get on no scale at no time. But in super stock racing, every time you run, you got to go across the scale. You got to weigh what they say you weigh. That they say you're supposed to weigh. That's what you got. If you 5 pounds under that, you disqualified. If you 3 pounds under that, you disqualified. So when you say class racing is class racing. The bracket racing is not really class racing. That's not class racing. You can have anything in bracket racing.
Hey, Raylo, if they catch you using a power additive, they on your butt again.
Yeah, you're throwing out.
Somebody's shoveling snow or something. Yeah, I know. I hear that.
Well, we ain't got no snow over here. It was about 50 degrees today.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, the same over here, kid. Yeah. Man.
Where's Raylo at? Kimo, I want to ask him one question.
Yes.
Hey, Raylo, back all the years that you've been racing, everybody know you and went up and down the track and the street and all that kind of stuff. Do you think we raced more back in the year, or do you think they doing more racing now with all the stips and all the Facebook?
Shit, you ain't
got to
go no further. We raced more back in the day. You ain't got to go no further.
I just wanted to say that. I just wanted maybe Kimo will listen to somebody else. He don't listen to me and you. But I'm trying to tell him things are different, man. They're not racing like you think they are.
No.
So that's
like,
I'm trying to tell him.
I love drag racing, period, man. I love watching all kind of drag racing, class racing, grudge racing, bracket race, you name it. What I seen last night at that big grudge race in South Carolina, Trigger Man and that dude, was it J.R. Gray?
J.R. Gray.
Okay, I watched it, but I kind of had a feeling something like that was going to happen because those dudes don't really know if they're going to get down the track. Neither one of them. It's all a big guessing game and a big hoopla thing. To me, but they love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind watching it. That's what they do. It's always about glue on the track. Who gonna do this? Who gonna do that? They were saying that before. He's gonna blow the tires off. He gonna go up in smoke. That's what they do. My hat's off to them. They like to talk for 5 hours all day long. And test and test and test and keep going up there guessing, is this going to work? Go back. Now do this and go back. That didn't work. Go back. And then they finally go to battle. And then one of them, this big, powerful car that's supposed to be so big and bad, lost the race and didn't even make a run. Here go one car streaking away. But that's
Tim House.
What's that?
Tim
yes,
House.
He's talking good.
Another thing I would like to say is, back in the day, when I said we did most racing, we didn't have them many steps. We only had a couple of steps. That was get you up a pot and grab your side. Basically all the steps.
Yeah.
And Raylo, sometimes back in the day, I didn't even know that they were that popular. I had put some 29s on my car and didn't know that this was supposed to be the greatest thing in 315, 275s and all that. Now they're going crazy. Back in the day, I seen a guy come up there with 1432, 10.5W, get on up there, let's go, and leave on him. Don't leave with him, leave on him. So it didn't matter then. As long as you was in the zip code, in that area code, people tried you, man. And we're going to take a chance every now and then. They want everything to be absolutely perfect, and then they're going to go out and they're going to race. And then when they lose, they hit the ceiling because they just lost $5,000. That might not have been your amount of money that you were willing to gamble with, so maybe you shouldn't do that. But that ain't what. I just, as long as you had a Chevelle and you had a 69 Camaro, we all race, man. We didn't have no.
So wait a minute. Hold on.
Come on. But I mean, nowadays, now you still in the race game. As long as
I can't hear nothing you saying.
So that means somehow.
There you go.
As long as a guy got big ties and willy bars, you should run him.
That's not what I said.
Well, you said that when guys had
1432. Okay.
Okay. As long as you raced him.
Kimo, you got to remember, we were street cars. I've seen guys go to the track and put up a number and turn right back around and bring it right out on the street, and somebody going to go to his behind with the quickness. That's what we did, man. And we had fun. We called each other. And we say, hey, man, you want to shake down tonight? Yeah, what you want to do? 800, 500. Let's get up and do it and have fun doing it.
I don't mind going to that. I mean, you know, so that means, Tim, when I call you, hey, man, you know, I got the car, man. I want to shake down with you. You should be like, hey, come on with it.
That's correct, but I got steps. You heard what Kid said. It wasn't very many steps, but you got to have a couple of them because at that time, a lot of times, cars didn't care nothing about no boosted car. A nitrous car didn't care nothing about them. But now we got to get some of the turbos and pro charger cars, definitely blowers. But we got to give them boosted cars some credit. You know, at one time, man, I didn't care nothing about a turbo car because I knew they couldn't half the time build boost.
So, you said, Tim, I hear you say you know, at one time you didn't care nothing about a turbo car.
Nope. Didn't care.
Have you ever raced a turbo car?
I ran booster cars.
Besides,
I can't know exactly. Well, I'm trying to think back in the day who had a turbo car. Well, somebody had a turbo car back then. I'm trying to remember who it was. Besides you, somebody else had a turbo car. It was like one of those street cars, like a, you know, Grand. Oh, I remember Abe had a Grand National that was pretty nasty.
Yeah,
I didn't run him. I tried that little dart, but I wasn't going to try that because I had a street car. Maybe you can explain the Kimo. When you got power windows, speakers, amps, radios, and all that in the car, drove it down the street, headlights, turn signals, insurance, all that, hey. That was street car, Kimo. Okay, what it had in it? Street car, street driven. There's a difference between having a street car doing street racing, having a race car doing street racing. Totally different.
I don't know about that.
See, everybody over here, the new racing, they want everything sweet. They want everything handed to them. They don't want to work and take a chance on nothing. So they don't, because they know people like you going to tear them behind up.
Tim, I see a lot of the guys take chances. Man, what are you talking about?
Wait, who? You want everything sweet, Kimo.
Oh, man, not the sweet tea.
Tim Howe,
Kimo, every time you get up there and you line up, you're taking a chance. I took a chance with Chuck, Keith, all of them.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, you tell me I'm stupid. What about all you keep saying is constantly over and over and over. Chaos City Kill, Chaos City Kill, Chaos City Kill, Chaos City Kill. And I'm saying, Kimo, I got to take a chance. I took a chance. I lost. That's all. I'm not afraid to lose. I ain't the first time I lost. But guess what, Kimo? It ain't the first time I won either. Sometimes you might go five or six straight. Come back. Look at Cole Killer. He went out there and ran, what, eight or nine in a row, took on one more, lost it. Last one. Everybody want to talk about the loss, but they don't want to talk about how many you won before that. You're only as good as your last race, I guess, Kimo. But I know one thing. We had more fun racing and having a good time. Everybody want to slick each other. And they don't want to race. They want some free money. They don't want to work for it.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on in.
Hey, Raylo, this Cal City.
Go ahead.
You say them guys wasn't sure. Is that what you said? Like them guys not even sure if they gonna make it down the track or not.
Exactly.
And you say because of the amount of glue that's down or something like that?
Not really the amount of glue that's down. I don't care if they put extra glue, the glue medium. It don't make no difference. It could be the best track, and they still don't really know if they're going to go down. They don't know. Cause before they was, they said three or four times before they even ran, people would comment on the live feed, oh, such and such going to go up in smoke. Oh, he going to go up in smoke. Some people say the other one going to go up in smoke. Why they keep saying that?
I was going to ask you that. Why are they saying that? But
that's what I mean by they don't really know. They don't really know. Which, that's, like I say, that's the kind of racing they do. It's like Russian roulette. It's like you taking a chance. I'm a track.
On the track prep, you talk.
Going down racing the car.
Right?
Going down the track, period.
Or any racing, any type of, whether it's radials or slicks or whatever.
What they was doing.
Talking about radials.
What they was doing. What they was doing.
I follow you.
The kind of racing they doing. Tomorrow, so, if they go to battle.
Let me ask Cal. So, Cal, do you think every time you go to the track, you know 90% of the time you going down, though, right, Cal?
If I go to a track, and I'll use 42 as an example. Once I seen that track was in real good shape as far as the track prep, I felt confident I was going to get down. If I go to a premium track like that, Florida or not saying, now I felt confident not saying that I won't haze the tires, but I felt confident that I would get down that track. And then if I didn't feel confident, if I wasn't sure, we would do something in the computer, bottle pressure, whatever. We would make adjustments, I should say.
So my question to you, whenever you head to a track, are you 90, or what percentile are you that you're going to make it down that track?
After making a test hit,
Before the
test hit?
When you get there. Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I'll put it this way. I went to...
Hey, wow, this is a terrible host, man.
I use Georgia as an example. Middle Georgia Motorsports. Twix.
Mm-hmm.
I based it off, haven't even made a hit yet. I based it off a couple other cars that I knew of. I seen them go down the track. I said I should be able to be go down there with no problem. I haven't even stepped on the track and checked it myself. I talked to a couple guys, seen their cars go down. I said, yeah, I should be able to go down. And I did.
Okay.
Based off the information I got from them. And based off
now
of what I've seen from the cars that I knew about.
So by you looking at that track and seeing that track, you knew you were gonna make it down that thing.
Based off the information I obtained from the guys that I talked to and their cars going down the track, I knew I would get down that track.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. If you got two cars, and the car that they racing at that caliber, like those cars that race at that big grudge race, I do understand, Cal City, that they doing this on a radio, this little small-looking tire with all of this horsepower that they make, that these motors make. They do have to make adjustments. It's like a mad scientist game. It's like, who can make this do this with this? That's what I'm getting out of it. Who is the smartest, or who can make this work without spinning your wheels? Because you make 1,900 horsepower, or 2,000 or 1,500 horsepower, whatever they make, 3,000 horsepower. They probably make that. I don't know the numbers because I don't follow it that deep, but I know they make a ton of horsepower. But I do understand what they're going through. But that's why I say they almost making it out of a guessing game. Or like chess or something. You got to figure out, how can I make this route this time without making a mistake?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
No, I'll
follow
you.
Let me ask you this. Raylo, you don't like to see them things barrel down that track on them small tires and the numbers they put down?
I said that before I even said something. I told them I love watching all kind of drag racing. I love drag racing. I like it. I love all types, whatever class it is, whatever sanction it is, lights out, bracket racing, class racing, funny car racing. I like it all. But I give my opinion on each one of my opinions. You know, my opinion don't matter, but I look at it a certain way, you know. Like what I do, I bracket race. I got to run 630. I got to. And I got to cut a light. I got to. That's the kind of racing that I do. And that's something that I know you got to do. That's what you got to do. You can't go up there and think, man, do I think I can run a 630? Man, I might be able to run a 640. No, you put 630 on your window, you need to run 630, 631. And you need to cut a light with it to go with it. If you don't, you're done. Your numbers ain't right, you're done. So,
well,
that's just the kind of race that I do.
I think them guys were confident. That guy was confident that he would make it down the track. It just, he was leaking oil, and oil got on the tire, Raylo. That's why he wasn't able to get down the track.
He was leaking oil.
It wasn't that.
He was leaking oil. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm just looking at a lie. See, I don't know.
Yeah, from what J.R. Gray said, man, some oil got on his tire, and that's why he couldn't move off the starting line. But he was confident that he would get down that track. And he putting his money up. They're not. Hey, Raylo, those guys putting that money up, and they ain't putting no small amount of money up. So I think they confident that they're going to get down that track.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you one more scenario. Okay, two more guys like they're going to match up soon. Whenever they do, I don't know, they don't do it all the time, but somebody going to have a major grudge race at those two caliper cars. I'm willing to bet you the race don't be close, whoever wins. Now you see what I'm saying? Somebody gonna win by a margin. There ain't gonna be no, boy, that was close. Nope. I don't know. I've only seen it rarely. I've only seen it rarely that it was a close race in them kind of cars. Somebody always get killed by a Walmart parking lot. Every blue moon I see a close race in that when I'm watching it. You can't count the times we've seen, oh, such and such, how they had a close race, man. He beat him by half a fender. Boy, he drove back around him and beat him by a little bit. There's always somebody gets some, they screwed up. Like a Top Fuel race or something. Like a Top Fuel funny car race. They bound to blow today in California at Pomona. A lot of them blew the wheels off. They lost the race. The other funny car gone on to the wind. That's what I'm letting you do. Ain't none of that.
The pros knew it was going to go down. Hey, Raylo, if the pros doing it, what you think an amateur going to do?
That's what I'm saying. It kind of reminds me of that. But they do have more closer races than that. Out of the grudge races, I'm not throwing grudge races under the bus or nothing, but I don't remember a lot of races being close.
The last two races I had came back.
They wasn't even close. I seen nobody on the finish line but me.
Hey, Raylo, can we say that the grudge races don't get the good tracks that the pros get, and they make best of what they got out there? Because I just heard y'all say, man, back in the day, we didn't have to worry about glue and all that. Well, maybe.
Chemo, that's not
maybe
true.
Maybe the tracks should get a good
race. Because they bring in.
Races.
That's not true, Chemo. They bring in. They hire these guys to come in and prep the track, the best of the best, well-known names and all that stuff. That's not true. These guys get what they pay for. They pay for them guys to come in and prep them track, and they be on absolute kill. What I hear Aurelio saying, they try to throw everything, all the technology that they have, they try to throw everything in to make the car go fast as it can, and they sometimes make mistakes. They overdo it or they underdo it.
Aurelio saying it's not sometimes, it's the vast majority of the time they making a mistake. Because he said he don't
I
never
disagree with him.
But he said
The last time I seen a close race in them kind of races where it'd be close. I don't see it.
They both left the line. Mid-track, they still going side by side, and they nudged the other one out. Wow, that was a great race. They were close, and it was tight. That ain't what Raylo's saying. He said, nope, one go down, the other one's still sitting there blowing the tire off. The other one had an engine
drop.
I don't think that's true, man.
Can anybody tell me who had the last best grudge race? When was the last time they seen a good grudge race side by side?
Want me to tell you the last one I seen?
It may have been another one,
but one I remember was Cal City Cal on the phone. He raced 2-2 in that game over car. They raced out of town. That was a close race. Cal, you still on the line?
I'm here.
I remember that. That was close. I think Cal was out, and the other guy, Mike, nudged him back out. That was a good race. I wasn't there, but that's what it looked like happened. It was a close race.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That was a race. But like, I'm gonna give you an example. Like, I jumped back in grudge race. I raced 2 times. It almost me. Now I can't speak for nobody else. I streaked through the finish line and see nobody. I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm like, oh man, what is dude at? You know, it's only me. You know, damn, I want some make it exciting.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. How you doing, Mr. Raylo?
Hey, what up?
What is doggy?
This dog. This dog, I was gonna try to get you on my show Monday, because I like what you're doing for the Chicago Racers. But let's just put this in perspective so we won't have to keep on getting people upset about it. if you want to see close races, Raylo, no disrespect to your race, you go class racing when they dial them in. That's where you want to see close. And this grudge racing, it ain't about who's going to get that close and see a good close race. It's about who's going to get there first and get that money. And that's what that's about.
That's what I told them that's the same kind of racing.
You might look up and see a close race, but they trying to get that money. They don't give a damn if it's about an inch of football field or whatever. In class racing and bracket racing, what you do, you put a number on them, then that's when you see close races. Other than that, though, I'm not giving a damn about no close race.
I did say that. That's the way they race. That's the way they enjoy themselves. They grow proud.
The way they do it, we got to evolve with what's going on. Like I said, we back in the day, we ain't all this bullshit about skipping. You got to have black tires. Your rims got to be 10 inches wide. Now, we didn't have all that bullshit, but that's what it is now, though. So if that's what it is now, we just got to go along with the times now. I mean, that's what it is.
Say, dog, so do you think you will see side-by-side racing this year? With these guys locked in,
Kimo, like somebody said, don't put it on the tracks, don't put it on there. It is a guessing game. Back in the day, we didn't have enough damn power to worry about guessing the game. We just went out there, put it to the floor, and haul ass, and whoever really had the fastest car normally won. Back in our day, if you had a big block, say you had a 396, which was a big block back in our day, and a joker had a 327 or a 350, he automatically is supposed to win that race. If he didn't win it, they really talked about him like a dog, because back then, you match him to the floor, and they do what they do. That shit been gone. You're going to see some good races, but like I said, it is a guessing game. With the horsepower and all the technology they got now, shit, that's all it is a guessing game. So you better get you a good tuner. Like I said, everybody was saying, now don't get me wrong, that's what we doing on the sideline. We guessing, just like Raylo and Jay, everybody said, including myself, we said, okay, yeah, the lady get the track get worse than whoever got the most power, probably going to spend their time. That's what we all saying. But if you got you a good tuner, know what the hell he doing, he need to know how to manage the power he got. That's why you pay the damn tuners what you're paying for. So I don't give a damn if you pour water in my lane. If I know the water in my lane, tune me through that damn water, if that's what I'm paying you for.
Mm-hmm. I want to be like Mike.
I did say I truly understand all this horsepower they making, the wheels that they using. Hey, I understand. It's like you got to try to make it work.
Yeah.
If they had that big million dollar bracket race
around here, and Raylo come down here, I'm betting on Raylo. You put Raylo out there in that grudge match, she's gonna get his brain beat to death, though. Because they don't care how good you cut the tree or how whatever. You better have that muscle. You got to have that horsepower.
I'm doing
a little grudge racing, but I stay in my class. I can't race at top notch. I'm not racing at top notch. But anybody out there in my class, they can get up there.
Well, you know, like I said, if you race somebody in your class, it still ain't going to be no close race, because either you're going to beat him or he's going to tear your ass up, because he's going to put a tune up in there that's supposed to kill you. And if it takes you, he's going to kill you. If it don't, he's going to blow the tire. So either way it goes, still ain't going to be close probably. It's stealing them. Just like you got to be as a tuner, you got to be a thinker too. You're going to say, okay, if the track won't do this, the track won't do that. Well, I'm going to just put an A-B tune in there, and if he beat me, he just beat me. It's still all a gamble. Every time you get to that line, it's always a gamble. Don't give a damn what kind of racing you're doing. It's always a gamble.
Well, I don't know if you heard or not. I race on the motor. I don't need no tuner.
Hold on. Who put the spark plugs and adjust your carburetor on your car?
I don't know him open up the hood.
Okay. So you don't ever change your oil or change your spark plugs or nothing?
Yeah. What is that?
Okay, well, you
do that.
You the tuner then. You the tuner on your car then. Just because you do it yourself don't mean you don't have to have a tuner. Did nobody say you had to have a tuner? Did nobody care whether you run on the motor? You can run on the motor if you want. If you found another joker that you think you can beat and run on the motor, but do what you got to do. You got less chance of messing up when you run on the motor, because all you got to do, like I said, put it in gear and match it to flow. But I'm telling you right now, if you go out there and run 10 races on motor, you're going to get your ass whooped 10 and a half times.
I'm finna run Terrio. We locked in. You want Terrio?
Running Terrio. that's a dummy. You running a dummy. Terry, you ain't that small.
No,
oh, man.
Lord, how much?
Pete driving. Hold it. Is this cop Pete driving? He ain't driving. Pete tuning. Pete driving.
I repeat, if you go out there on motor, you done skipped him to run motor too?
No, he running on spray. He's spraying. I'm on motor.
Okay, well, if he don't whoop your ass, he don't need no car then. He don't need no car. Mm-hmm. I can go to a car showroom and put nachos on there and whoop your ass, Raylo.
Well, I sure hope you come to 41 and do it, because I'm not coming to Georgia and do it.
Well, we know that. You ain't going
to
come to Georgia,
line,
but they don't
care. I don't care
if you don't never come to Georgia.
Come on to 41 with a street
hey,
car
no,
with some Nikes on the run you.
Come on to Indiana and get dead on his ass. He said he'll run you.
Hey, like I said, push come to a shell. I will come down there and get dead on his ass, too. Get dead in the middle of his ass. And spit it wide open. Yeah.
I tell you what. Okay, you got
to
spray.
I don't give a damn if he caught a perfect light or whatever. I'm run up beside his ass.
You got a big block in your Mustang?
I could have swore you just said you ain't no mechanic. I ain't no mechanic. I don't know what kind of block in the motherfucker. I just drive it. I don't know. Now I'm just gonna show you how you talking. But Reno, don't get me wrong. Now I respect you, but when I see bullshit, okay. I gotta call bullshit. You just said the problem right now is we stepping and all this shit. And here you come. You got a big block in your way. You stepping already. You just stepping. And then I'm gonna keep it real too. Now you in the background back there, amen in the hell out of it with that bullshit. You in that background in the background, amen in the hell out of it.
You just said somebody's spraying, they're going to beat me 10 times. I just told you Terrio's spraying. I'm running on the
road. Raylo, stay in the bracket race, Clancy. Stay bracket racing.
No, I ain't going to stay bracket racing. I'm 2-0 right now.
Don't come over here talking about if he's spraying, he's going to beat my ass, all that. We don't. You stiff it like a motherfucker, and you just said you don't go for all that bullshit. Make your mind on which one you're going to do. Now, David, you want to make her pregnant or you want to be on the pier?
I run on the moon. I run on the motor. I'm on the motor.
Who car that is? That's your car, right?
I drive it. I don't own it. I drive it.
Okay, you drive. That's the car you drive. You run on the motor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's your problem. Don't worry about it. That's your problem. When I line up beside you, I'm trying to murder you. I'm trying to get a state capital aggravated assault murder. What's the highest murder case I can get when I'm on them side you? Now, I'm like, you know, Brother
Lord,
D is there from up your way. I'm like Brother D from up your way. If I get through at the 661, we can kiss. Or the 1321, we can kiss. But in between that, I'm trying to get an aggravated murder assault on your ass.
Damn.
Lord, how
yes,
much he'll knock his motherfucking block off, huh?
I'm gonna try to knock his fucking block off. If it roll over in my area, I'm gonna try to run over the motherfucker. What he do? What I do? I'm gonna try to run over the motherfucker. Yes, sir.
Hey, brother dog.
Like yeah. Talk to me, Tim. Talk to me, Tim.
I gotta ask a dumb question. How long
it ain't
does
dumb.
It take? Okay, how long does it take, and when do we quit, I use this word, allowing certain people, like, and I'm going to just be straight, Chemo, he ain't raced in 10 years, he's still talking trash, he ain't produced
okay,
nothing.
All right, let me answer that. I can answer that.
Okay.
Whether you like Chemo or not, if Chemo keep it real and didn't bullshit so much, he just wearing his aura, he wearing his block talk hat. I mean, if he wearing his block talk hat, he doing his job. Whether he raised them or not, shit. Hey, to be honest with you, at least he talked about it. We got a whole bunch of other motherfuckers out here ain't even talk about it and still ain't racing. So I ain't trying to defend him. I'm just telling the truth. Shit. He in the majority. He ain't in the minority. He in the majority.
I'm
telling y'all, I got a little time tonight. I done had me some rest from last night, and I got time to argue tonight. Anybody want to fight, I'm ready to fight now. But I'm talking about fight legitimate. We just talking about race talk. And Raylo, I respect you to the utmost, man. Like I told you, somebody read my mind. I was gonna get Brother D or somebody, or Tim House or somebody that knew you. They had you to come on my show tomorrow, and I wanted to thank you for all the stuff you were doing for the Chicago races and everything. I saw that stuff, but I've been reading that. I like that. But for his racing, you stay bracket racing. You come with the glorious races, we're going to smash your ass.
Hey, really, dog. Von told me the same thing. Von told me the same thing. Stay in bracket racing.
Yeah. Everybody complaining about, this here. Now, granted, okay, yeah, we can't keep talking about what the hell we did 30 years ago. We got to talk about what we did now. Do I like all that electronics
just,
and all
no,
that
I
shit?
No, I just beat him.
No, but that,
I just
hey,
beat him.
Ain't
I don't
got
know
no
if
choice.
You heard. I'm sure you heard.
You get in while you're
sure you heard. I'm sure you heard. I beat him twice. He told me to stay in bracket racing. I whooped him twice. This was just a couple
well,
of months ago.
I'm telling you to stay in bracket race. Anytime I see you, I'm going to make it a personal. This is going to be a personal. This is a personal promise to you. If I bring a car there and you anywhere in the area, I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Damn.
Then, Raylo, I'm going to turn around just to show you, because you think you so goddamn tough, I'm going to turn around, then I'm going to dial them in. I'm going to dial my grudge race car in. I'm going to put it on a number, and I'm going to put you on that tree, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to beat your ass again.
Lord, that must
And I know you're good on that. I know you're good at bracket racing, but I'm going to show
no,
you. I'm going to rally your nuts.
No, you
I'm going to rally your nuts, Raylo.
God damn. I need to get some ice cream.
I'll
roll over. I'll cut his head off. And if he
rolls
in my way, I'll roll over that
motherfucker. I'm going to run over that motherfucker again, Kimo.
I like
hey,
that.
When it comes
like
to come racing, when I'm racing somebody, I ain't got no fucking friends. I ain't got no friends. I ain't got no respect for you. Nothing. I'm trying to kill you. I'm going to try to kill your motherfucker.
Lord,
have mercy. And at the 661 or the 1321, and my brother DeVos, I'm going to hug you and kiss you. And if you ain't too ugly, I might try to kiss you on the lips.
No, they say, brother D made a video. Did you see it?
Oh,
well,
man.
I mean, brother D did. Y'all told brother D to stop talking about his car. He stopped talking about it. Now y'all can't stop talking about it. But now, in the year 2035, when he break it out, we'll see what he can do.
My.
I mean, I might not be around to see it. I done been to the mountaintop. I might not see it, but y'all can. No, man, I'm just messing with Brother D. That's my man, though. That's my man, though. But I mean, it is what it is, man. We do what we do. I'm just saying right now, the topic
hey,
y'all talking about now. Was really, y'all was talking about apples and oranges, man. Y'all was talking about apples and oranges.
Hey, dog.
Well, Willie Dog, I'm gonna put your ass on the spot. You think Trigger Man gonna give J.R. Gray a rematch?
If I'm Trigger Man, and I'm bad as I say I was, I'll be parked right there at J.R.'s front door right now.
Okay.
My point is, if a man want to race you and you think you know you can beat him, don't you supposed to go there and try to get that money? You and Raylo, two old motherfuckers. If y'all was hoes back in the day, we used to run train on the town hoe. If you thought if everybody was fucking him, then everybody went into the line out of the door when everybody fucking him. Trigger Man should be right in front of J.R. Gray. I ought to have to call the police to make Trigger Man move off his front yard.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Damn right, he ought to run him again. See, because like I said, the driver is still up there. That's what makes races get off. Everybody come out, I ain't going to do this here. They don't realize, I'm going to wait till my race to race you. Bullshit. If I got a race, goddammit, I'll race the joke there. See, because if the race don't go, if both of them don't make the trip, they still don't know what the fuck either one of them can do. They still don't know shit.
Good point.
Next time, maybe Trigger Man might not make the trip. Then he don't want to run again. So, goddammit, I'll whoop a motherfucker ass every time he want to line up, as long as I think I can whoop his ass.
I like that.
I'm finna say it. I'll stay on the show. If you don't want to know the answer, don't ask me no question tonight. I ain't trying to hide nobody's feelings or nothing. I'm gonna bring it just the way I think it is. And if it hurts your feelings, fuck you.
Hey dog. Nah. Brother Tim said if he had been there when he raced Cal City Cal, it wouldn't have went like that. And I asked him, he didn't tear his car up that year. Why didn't he get back up there?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm going to be honest with you now. Tim House will race, but he ain't got no fucking heart. Now, if he like you and he believe in you and you tell him to go out there and kiss a she-gorilla in the fucking mouth, he going to go out there and do it. Tim House ain't going to race now, motherfucker, now, not one, unless somebody else tell him to do it. Because he ain't got no heart to race. Don't get me wrong, he will race his car, but he ain't got no heart to go out there and do the race.
Not the Wizard of Oz.
Tim House before Lincoln got in that car, when I seen that goddamn big son of a gun bail out that motherfucker, I'd have took Tim House's car from him that day, took it, and I'd have been had, your mouth would have been shut up, Lil Will's mouth would have been shut up, Cal City would have had a race. I'd have been running, because I still think he can run with Cal City, but Tim House ain't finna goddamn run now, motherfucker, in the world. Let somebody make him run.
Oh, man. Not the Wizard of Oz.
I'm sorry, Tim, and I love you, boy. You one of my favorites. I love you, boy. But I'm just got to call it the way I see it. Come on, next
That's
question. I'm ready tonight. Next question.
I got no problem with it, dog, because I know you.
Yeah.
I've seen you with the roughnecks. You the same dog. I've seen you with the highfalutas. You the same dog. So you just say what you say.
If I had money to burn, like I told Tim, and I said it a couple of times when I had a couple of dollars, I'd have came with there and bought the car. Since Mike Hill was his tuner, until he was going to drive the car, whatever, to get it right. Even if he didn't want them to keep doing it, I would have came there and got the car on my own dime, took the Mike Hill and them, and let Mike Hill and Telly and them got their car right, then turn it back over to you and do what the fuck you want to do. I was going to do that with my own money. Because I want to see you whoop some ass. Anybody I think I can help, if I got a couple extra dollars, I'll help them. I don't care. It don't bother me. I just want to see some racing because I have my fun just what I do. I don't just go to, I don't have to drive no car. I just like to be around the shit if I'm riding.
Dog, all I got to say is you hit the nail right on the cross, nail on the head. That fucker Tim House is a cowardly lion, man. I tell you.
I'm sorry if I gave Kibo some ammunition for you, but that's the way I see it, Tim.
I ain't saying you scared to race, Tim.
I ain't saying you scared to race. What I'm saying is you don't have the heart to go out there and get a race like the, you know, you just want to sit there. You want everybody to be nice. This ain't no nice area. This is not no nice sport. This ain't no nice sport.
So, in other words, Miami got to have faith in them for them to race.
Yeah. Raylo still on there? I want Raylo to leave. Raylo, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Yeah, I don't want you to go nowhere now because I don't want to scare you now. But like I told you, I love you, boy. I love what you do. I love you. But I still want to fuck you up.
Roll over his head.
I still want to fuck you up, though. Raylo, I want to fuck Raylo up because he told me I couldn't. I got to get Leon. Yeah, why you think I keep running Leon? Until Leon slapped me in the fucking mouth and I'm satisfied, I'm looking for Leon. I heard somebody got his car ready to go to Bobby Cole race. As soon as I get by these races, before Bobby Cole race, I'm going to see how much motherfucking confidence he got. I'm going to see if he really want to do that shit. He's just blowing smoke.
Hold.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think you got a good idea. I love race. I like the race. I like the matchup.
See, Raylo, I think I'm pretty good on the tree, too. The only advantage you're going to have on me if I dial my car in, you know about what your car go consistently. So you might beat me because I might break out. But I can guesstimate on my car. I dial that motherfucker in. I'm going to cut your motherfucking neck off on the tree. And if I don't break out, I'm going to fuck you up.
I still hope you want to try some of that. I ain't going to force you. I ain't going to bother you about it.
I'm going to do it because you said I couldn't do it.
You said you was going to do it last time you came here, but you didn't do it.
Did I have a car there?
Yeah, you had a car there.
Okay, did you have a car there?
Yes, I had mine there.
Okay. Did you say one fucking word to me about running?
No.
All right, K Stokes then. You stayed in your motherfucking hut. You stayed in your goddamn cave.
Yeah,
you stayed
in
your goddamn cave.
You don't want to run me in no cave,
boy. If I came in there with a car and you was there with your car, you stayed in your cave, boy.
You're lying.
What are you at? Okay.
You're lying, man.
See, Raylo, the reason I say you stayed in your cave, I don't really know you. You got to come up to me and tell me I'm Raylo. And then when you come up to me and say I'm Raylo, I'm going to hit your motherfucking ass again.
If I ain't mistaken, I did. You be so darn busy doing what you be doing. If I ain't mistaken, I did ask you, did you want a bracket race? You think you want a bracket race?
I don't think you asked me that.
Yeah, see, I don't really like trying to buffer nobody in bracket race, and they don't really bracket race. But whenever you feel you want a bracket race,
Raylo, if I'm at the racetrack, I'm down for anything at the racetrack. I'm down for anything at the racetrack. It's just like me right now. I'm an old motherfucker, so I ain't picky about who I fuck. I fuck fat motherfuckers, ugly motherfuckers, white motherfuckers. I fuck anything.
Well, who raised you? Who raised you? Okay, I'm gonna ask you this. You come in the Bobby Cole race?
Yes.
So if I come there with my car, you gonna bracket race? You want a bracket race for a couple thousand?
I just told him if he was listening. See, how old are you, Raylo?
Nah, I might have misunderstood you because you
rattled
me.
How old are you,
Raylo? I'd be ready to go.
How old are you?
I'd be ready to go. I wasn't listening to nothing about what you saying. I'm talking about racing.
No, I need to know how old you is because maybe you see now and you can't hear good. How old are you?
And look, man.
Anyway, I just told you a couple of weeks before Bobby Cole race. I don't know the way you have arm pressure because I race every week. I race yesterday. So if I tell my car and don't have a car, I can't promise you that. But if I come there with a fucking car, any fucking thing you want to do, boy, we can do. Big Eddie, if anybody close to Big Eddie, I'll give you $100. Go out there and pull that IV out of his motherfucking fat ass.
Oh, man, not the mud bone.
Yeah, you over there texting me this mud bone shit.
Willie Dog, I can tell you this. Like, you respect me, I respect you. I respect you a lot. But you'll get fucked up fucking with me. You get fucked up too. Yeah, you get
Raylo,
fucked up fucking with me.
Raylo,
yeah, happen.
I ain't no virgin. I've been fucked before.
Yeah, me too. There's some people that have fucked me up, but the chances are you fucking with me, you fucking with five, fucking with me with them race cars. That's all I can take.
Hey, Raylo, as long as I got a chance. Yeah. That means if I got a chance, I got a chance. But you're not.
Hey, man,
who that playing the music? Come on now. Hey, Raylo, we got a slight problem. Because you remember what I told you. I said I was going to fuck you up first, then I was going to bracket race you. Now you're talking about you want to bracket race me, so we're going to have to flip a coin which one we're going to do first.
If you coming to one of these races in Chicago, who having a race? But Drag ain't having no race. Cham having a race. That's when you really come.
Drag is having a race. He just ain't having it at 41. You live up there and don't know what the fuck going on.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Huh? If you hunt, you can hear a motherfucker. Huh? Ain't no answer.
Maybe he is having one. If you have one, I'll come there. Yeah. I ask you, if you coming to one of them? Damn, if Drag had one. Is you coming to one of them?
You the one brought Drag name up. I did. I just answered the way you asked.
Okay, you coming to Sham's race?
I can't answer that.
Okay, all right.
I'm glad he ain't around.
You talking to Raylo.
But you going to
Bobby
Gold race, Raylo?
I tried to go
there. I ain't asked you that, goddammit. I asked you what you going to Bobby
Gold
race.
If I'm racing somebody for some money.
Okay. Racing,
I ain't coming for nothing. I ain't coming for nothing.
I'm
coming if I got some money to race for.
You just told me you was gonna break a car there and run me. You just told me that.
I said if you race me for a couple thousand.
I don't know. It might not be for a couple thousand. It all depends on how my pocket looks. Okay. I ain't no big time. I don't race for big money. I'm a small time racer.
We'll be there really because that's a nice ride for me to come see. That's the way I race, you know.
Well, Rito, do me a favor. Stay your ass at home.
Yeah. I'm gonna say
you complain about how cool it is and all that. Why? Let me show you how stupid you sound. How many hours is it for you, Rito? How many hours is it?
I don't know. 6 hours, yeah. 5 hours.
How the fuck you know it's a long ride? See, that's how stupid you is. It's further for me than it is for you, your dumb ass.
But you travel.
Yeah,
that's what you do. That's what you do. That's what you do with that microphone.
Race, that's what you do. You said race. So, Rito, won't you take your own advice by the way you're talking? Stay your ass in Chicago or Indiana, wherever the fuck you at, and just fucking go to bracket races and leave us the fuck alone because you don't grudge race.
You don't belong, Raylo. You don't belong.
Right. You don't belong. That's right. So stay
Brian told me the same thing. Brian told me the same thing.
Stay over your ass and you're right where you at and just go to bracket race. Let kid know where you're going. Kid'll come back and tell us, Raylo did this or Raylo did this. Stay your ass off this hill in this grudge thing. Stay your ass out of here.
I'm going to tell you and the talk show host, Bond told me the same thing. He 8,000 in the hole.
That
and I come out of
Bond?
Nowhere.
What you talking about race car Vaughn?
Yeah.
He's another dumbass, too. He's a dumbass. He's supposed to be
I don't know how dumb he is. He told me to stay out of bracket race.
He's a dumbass. Him, he's a dumbass. George Black, a dumbass.
I've been around this shit all my life, my entire life.
Uh-oh, what we got here?
Hey, Raylo,
Yeah.
Raylo.
Go ahead.
All right, you done pissed me off. You said you want to run for 2,000.
In a bracket race?
No, man. Ain't no goddamn bracket race. You said you're going to be a Bobby Cole race. I'm going to run you for 2,000. You got the back tie and lane choice. Quarter mile or eighth of mile.
No, sir.
And where you
want
to go.
I do not want no back tie.
Hold up.
I do not want no back tie.
I'll lock your weak ass in right now.
I do not want no back tie.
So what you want then? What you want?
I need the brakes. I need the back tie and the brakes.
Okay. All right. Hold up. You just said you didn't want the back tie, but hold on. Listen up real good. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna show you how dumb you is. Stage
I don't
deep.
Want no regular back
hold
tie,
on,
man.
Hold it. Stage deep. Stage deep and cut a good light.
I need a spot, man. I need the back tie and the brake.
Stage deep and cut a good light.
We leave it alone.
Oh, no, no. I'm going to give you what you're asking for. Fuck it. You got the brake. You got the back tie and the brake. Quarter mile.
Back tie and the brake.
You got it.
Got to run 8 mile. I run 8 mile.
No, like, God damn it. What the fuck else you want? Man, get off the phone. Kimo, get this motherfucker off
yeah.
the phone.
Hey, hold it. Willie Dog. Hey, Willie Dog.
Yes, sir.
Your Mustang, that
yeah.
blue Mustang that you got. What's the name
blue,
of it?
The blue Mustang, yeah, the blue Mustang, yes.
What's the name
yes.
of it?
Shit's daughter.
Don't get it. What is it? Shit's daughter?
Yes.
I'll take the
yes.
back tie and the brakes from your blue Mustang and Bobby Cole race.
Okay, lock that in.
Lock in a G on 2,500 or better.
Nope. Lock in the whole pot. Lock the whole pot in.
What's the whole pot?
Quarter mile. Whole pot. 20, if you want to run for 2,500, you got it. You got to be running. You're going to run your Nova, right?
Yep. That sure ain't going to be my Camaro.
Hold up. Slow down. Your Nova on horsepower.
Yes.
All right. Lock in the whole pot. 2,500 on 2,500, quarter mile. Friday, whatever time you want. Somebody wake him up. Anybody got any smelling salt? Somebody wake
no,
him up.
You
went to fucking sleep.
I have to think.
No, I don't wait on no text. I don't wait on no text.
Well, you said what you wanted. I gave you what you asked for.
I have to think about that because you're so slick in this good, Jason. But I do want to race.
I gotta make sure
there ain't no bullshit in
the
game.
You say you want the back tie to break. You say you want the chip starter. I gave you everything you asked for. Everything you asked for, I gave it to you. Somebody got some smelling. Kids, take your shoes off and put it run it under the nose. All right, now Raylo, just go. Hey Raylo, just go there. Go there and bracket race, man. Go bracket race, man. Go bracket race, man. You do better. Go bracket race, man. Go buy you some popcorn and some juju beans and go bracket race, man.
Didn't really have no intentions on coming no damn Bobby Cole. Even though I love Bobby
Cole,
why
you
I like
it up, then, you why the fuck you bring it up then? You brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Well, I tell you what. I take that bet both ways. If you bracket race me, I'm gonna bring both of my cars. You gotta do both.
Man, I don't want to hear all that
both.
Motherfucker.
I take that.
I thought you didn't believe
I
in
I take
dip.
That since you want to
all
bracket
that,
race.
I thought you didn't believe in
dips
and all this bullshit,
too.
Man. Hey, I tell you what you do then. Break both.
Do you
want to
bracket race too? I lock both of them in.
Hey, Raylo, lock both of them in and run.
What?
Run. Come to win, Raylo. Come to win.
Lock both of them in, come to win.
Both of them, 2,000 apiece. You got a bracket race me, and you're going to give me the back time to break with your blue Mustang.
No, I ain't giving you a fucking thing.
Okay, we'll leave it alone then. I'm going to buffalo you in bracket races. So you said you would bracket race me.
Every time I give you a bracket race, you back up.
You say you bracket race me. We're going to do double bubble. We can do double bubble, and I come down there. I come down at end. Well, I got an advantage, too. You got advantage in grudge racing. I got the advantage in bracket racing. You say
we'll
you'll do
both,
anything
lock,
with me.
Okay. All right. You bring your noble. We'll do both of them.
We'll do both of them. 2,000 apiece.
2,000
apiece. I'm coming with both of them.
You
give me
nope,
back time to break
car,
with your blue Mustang.
One car you can bracket race, and one car we got grudge race. One car.
Right. Right. Yeah. If you're going to do a bracket, we're going to knock
you
in for a bracket
you
race.
You bring your noble down there, we're going to grudge the noble, and we're going to bracket race the noble.
Right. I'm bracket racing you in your blue Mustang with my Camaro.
No, you ain't going to tell me what the fuck the bracket race is.
Okay, hold it. Now I'm going to do you like I did Terrio. I don't care what car you in.
All right. That's more like
in the bracket race. In the bracket race.
We can lock it
in. I don't care what car you in.
Let's lock it in. Quit fucking talking. Let's lock
two,
it in.
2,000 on both of them.
Yes. Yes.
What's the lock in case you want to back in? Because I back out or you back out on either one of them.
What's the lock in? You're a genius, you dumbass. Lock your whole fucking party in on both of them. So I can't back out.
I think I'm some kind of punk. Okay, we're running for the whole pot on both of them. Two G's on both of them.
You are in my book.
Two G's on both of them. You ain't gonna fuck me. Two G's on both of them. Ain't no lock in. Two G's on both of them. I'm getting the back time to break with my Nova, and we running the bracket race. Two G's,
with
and I don't care what car you drive
with,
in the bracket race with the Nova.
Both of them with the Nova.
Yes. No, the Camaro on the bracket race and the Nova on the grudge race.
Did I just tell you I'm not gonna run no two different cars? I'm gonna run you with one car. You gonna have one car. I'm gonna run you both. I'm gonna run you with shit starter, the bracket race and the grudge race. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna run you with, and you gonna run that fucking Nova, both of them.
So you're going to run shift side on both of them. You got time to take
all the electronics and transfer this shit over so you can have your little car.
I don't have no electronics. Ain't no electronics in the black car. Ain't nothing in it.
Well, man, quit fucking crying. Are we going to lock in or not? I'm tired of talking. I'm getting hoarse. God damn.
How you trying to lock in? Which way you trying to lock in? You trying to get me out of the Camaro.
Take Camaro out of the equation, so I'm not running the fucking Camaro. I'm running your Nova. I told you the Nova.
Now I got you backing up. Okay, I'm gonna run you on a bracket race with both of them. I'm gonna run you on a bracket race with the Nova.
Okay,
and you gonna use this side.
Raylo. All right, you say I'm backing up here. I run ahead the fuck up, and then we bracket race head the fuck up. Now, I ain't asking for shit.
What you mean
break
you bracket race head the fuck up? We gotta
break
dial in on the bracket race.
Break anything you wanna fucking bring. I'm tired of talking. I done got a horse. Bring any fucking thing you want. That damn it. Don't ask me for that, and I ain't going to give you that. We bracket race the motherfucker, and we going to grudge race. I'm going to dump your dumb ass on the big end. Whatever you dial in on your winner, I'm going to put the same dial in on my winner, and I'm going to dump your dumb ass at the same time.
He in the way. Hello, where you go?
Kind of sound like you're in the big league now, boy. You're in the big league.
That's
right. That's why you got that lifetime achievement two times.
How the hell would I know?
Right. So I can't alley this stuff up with Tony Bar because the stuff is very unorthodox.
All I'm saying is I ain't got no problem.
Grudge racer at each city.
Who is that? Raylord got ran in the bushes. Lord have mercy.
Hey, post some. Hey, Kimo.
Post some gas in them bushes. Raylo got hit by that train.
Raylo,
watch out!
Oh.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Kimo,
like Kimo, can y'all hear me?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm here. We can hear you.
Hey.
That's what happened when we leave a pond and get into the ocean. We went into shark.
Uh-oh.
Raylo, this should have stayed on the porch. Is that what you said?
Hey, man. When you over here kicking the kindergartens around, you better leave the fifth graders alone.
Raylo, where you go? Raylo, where you
Hey, thanks for that compliment, too, dog. I keep telling them I'm smarter than the average bear.
Yeah, this preacher boy.
Yeah, you know it's me.
Yes, sir. Preacher boy, yes, sir.
Damn, I didn't know Raylo would get in that street and be ran over like
he
that.
He tell them they got to wake up a lot earlier than what they trying to do to beat me.
Yes, sir.
Whole lot of capital on this motherfucker.
Raylo needed his friend Skin to save him. Skinno.
Man, that's a new meaning to go play in traffic.
All I can do is tell him to pop the shoot.
Hey, Block, I'm just like you. They got to show me, Block. Hey, Block, you know I will do some dumb shit. You know I'll do some dumb shit, Block.
Yeah.
Damn it. Flop, no, hey, y'all think I didn't be talking shit. Flop about it. I said I knew. Flop looked at me like, this nigga's going to do this, rent? Bitch, let's go. You got to whoop me. I ain't saying you ain't going to do it, but you're going to have to do it, though.
Whole lot of capital.
I won't get it done.
It's been a minute since a motherfucker really had a strong-ass motor car to whoop these motherfuckers with all the notches they sprained on these motherfucking ragged-ass cars. You got to have a strong motherfucker to whoop these motherfuckers. You talking about running some horsepower.
I know that's right.
Yeah. It might be one or two riding, but we ain't seen them lately, put it that way. You let a motherfucker shoot at you, and you talking about you running horsepower, and he shoot at you? Shit.
Oh,
motherfucker
man.
Blow his reins out that motherfucker. Oh, he...
Him, my Edmund Hall voice. Bang, bang, bang.
Mr. Bang, bang, bang.
Man, yeah.
Raylo got ran the fuck over playing in the street. Man, I thought Raylo people told him don't play in the goddamn street because you're subject to get fucking ran over.
Kimo, y'all was letting me bring that old school shit back into this new school. It ain't, I understood all the old school shit. The old school shit been out though. This is new technology shit. Then he gonna come out. He don't have to tune his car. Motherfucker, you do have to tune your car. You want to change the oil and the plugs and the motherfucker you tune.
I thought he was gonna blow dog ass off with this same race he gave, man. Let him spray at him.
Hey. Yeah. I spray at him and on his motherfucker and over his too, Spock. I don't spray that motherfucker. You know me,
hey,
I don't mind
dog,
busting.
I ain't mad at you, dog.
I'm like Whit now. I don't mind. I'll bust that bitch.
Hold on, come out.
Hey, Flop, remember how fake Grudge Racer said, "Hey man, why you didn't get out when you finished laying over?" Shit, I feel that bitch laying over. I got another buddy. I'm gonna hit that motherfucker to try to pick it back up.
Yeah,
you in the motherfucking heat of a race. You talking about why you didn't get out when you feel the lay? If I feel that bitch laying over, I got any more to go to, I'm going to that to try to pick that bitch back up.
Yeah, right.
Shit. Hey, Flop, I ain't bragging. It might not be good. I ain't never saved now, Flop, because if I feel one laying over, I'm going to try to stuff some more shit to it.
Hey, dog.
Talk to me.
Can you, the guy that builds my engine, he runs a motor in Top Sportsman, and he tunes it. He plays with the grid. It depends. It varies from track to track.
So. Exactly. Yeah. You got to all these cars, and nowadays you got to tune all of them. Everything done got better. The transmissions, the motors, the tires,
and, big
and everything done got better now. You got to tune for back in our day. When we first started using notches, if our motherfucker on there told me they heated the notches baller back when we first started, I'm going to slap in the mouth. I know I was running notches. It was 38 degrees. We ain't know nothing about those heat no fucking ball up.
We thought the colder it was, the belly it was.
Hit the belly. That's a safety flop. Thank you.
Lord have mercy.
Hit that motherfucker when it was cold and we didn't know no better. It backfired through the carburetor and knocked the intake off that bitch. Man, you know nothing about that dumb shit. Come on, heat the ball. It need to be at 900 and all. Man, everybody give a goddamn. Yeah, you know how it backfire because if it's too cold or something, it goes pop. You know? Shit, all we do is keep on hitting that motherfucker.
Hey. Say, you see the intake rolling up the street, huh?
Hey, Kimo.
Huh? Huh?
We thought when that motherfucker backfired, must be some bad nitrous or a bad bottle. Put another bottle
in. A bad plug, bro, Flop,
yeah. Put another bottle in.
Man, ain't nobody talking about nothing about it. I'm talking about warming that bitch up. Get it to what temperature?
Hey,
what temperature?
Hey,
sir. I told y'all. See, y'all listen to motherfuckers. Y'all got to listen to a real OG. I'm a real OG. I'd have been through it all, good, bad, and in between. I know about all this shit. It's probably ain't nothing in the world I ain't really dealing with this racing shit of life. I done did the dumb shit.
And the word
I'm a dumb motherfucker.
He ain't no nice guy trying to be tough. He a tough guy trying to be nice.
Thank you. That's me, Flop. That's me, Flop. I don't mean
man.
No harm.
The baddest motherfucking racer I ever seen is Tony Stewart, dog.
Yeah,
I'm the baddest motherfucker on this phone. I'm the baddest motherfucker
on this phone. Hey, I can't out skin tonight because I done got horse already.
Yeah, hold on. I want to say one thing.
Man, Ray Lowe got ran off the phone.
Kimo, hold on. Kimo, let me tell you this. Hey, Shin, if you and Willie Dog want to be the baddest motherfucker on the phone, then you can prove that if you can find Ray Lowe. If you can, whoever can find Ray Lowe is the baddest motherfucker on the phone.
Hold on, man.
I call him now. I get him on. I call his motherfucking ass.
Shit.
Ray Lowe, is you
hey,
on this
you
goddamn
be getting
show?
It back.
Man, I done snapped the shit out of Ray Lowe and he ain't coming back.
Let me find out where the fuck Ray Lowe at. What you got to lock him in, dog? He wouldn't lock in?
He ran over three garbage. Hit it, Kimo. He ran over three garbage cans, man.
Hey, that goddamn Ray Lowe, man.
Come on, man.
Shorty, I'll tell you, man. We tired. Ray Lowe, watch out. Watch out, Ray Lowe.
What the fuck are you going on for, motherfucker?
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Kibo, I got to get that, Kibo. I got to get that horn, Kibo. I got to get that horn.
Breaking up or some shit.
Yeah, I said, Waylo went out there walking in shallow water, and it was too deep, and he drowned it.
No, man, if he drowned it, he got locked the fuck in. Then he get locked in. He can't drown if he didn't get locked in.
He was ducking the lock-in. He wasn't going. He wanted it his way.
Shit, everybody want it their way. That's why you got to come to agreement.
Well, dog,
I met him halfway with everything he wanted. I met him halfway with everything he wanted.
But, dog, hold on. I didn't say you didn't, dog, but would you please answer my question? Two motherfuckers have to agree for it to be a race. Am I right or wrong?
I just told you I met him halfway with everything he wanted.
No, I'm not saying what you told me. I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
I'm just asking you a question because I'm talking about what Preacher Boy is saying.
Right.
I'm only talking about what Preacher Boy is saying. Preacher Boy is saying they got to agree.
They got to agree, yeah.
You have to agree. So it's no such thing as dog right or he right. They both got to agree to what's going on.
I agree. And he still bagged up.
Right.
I get that. I wasn't on, so I don't know. I'm just saying. They said go get skin to save him.
I told him he was in that canoe. He ain't had no paddle.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was going to tell him if he thinks he can win, lock his motherfucking ass in.
Hey, Skin. Hold up, Skin. Be quiet, Skin. At first, Skin, we started talking about grudge and bracket racing. So I told him I was going to get in the back tire and lane charge. He said, no, I don't want that. I want the back tie and the brake. I said, okay, you got it. He ran over a garbage can.
Well, you know what? We need to get him on here because I want to see why did he say he liked
he
it.
He went nowhere. He on. He just in the bushes. I got to get that bulldozer out.
Oh, man.
He on the line. No, hold on. He might be on the other line talking to somebody while y'all talking about me.
Yeah, he's trying to get some information on me.
Well, you know it couldn't be me because I'm on this bitch. I'm on here. It couldn't be me.
A whole lot of capital.
He wasn't looking for me
because
he never called my phone. He didn't call my goddamn phone. I was already on the show, but I was on another line taking care of something. They done broke in Big Meat. I had to drop Big Meat off at the building. The bitch wouldn't stop. You know, motherfucker busted my window out and tried to steal the bitch. And couldn't leave with the motherfucker. They done fucked my key fob up and everything. Won't shit work. It won't work.
Oh, man. Not the bandits.
I had to drop that bitch off at the building. I dropped it all right in front of the motherfucking door. That bitch brand new. I left the bitch right in front of the door, man. What was I supposed to do? The car lock closed. The gate locked. Dropped that bitch right in front of the gate. Fuck.
You got a point there, Shorty.
Man, I told the tow truck, drop that bitch off right here in front of the motherfucking gate. Got that? Let's see y'all fix it. If you don't fix it, then sure we're going to fix it. You know what I forgot about the All-Star game? Is it on, Kimo?
Man, if you watch that shit, you got to be a dumb motherfucker. This ain't never a fucking cartoon, man. Them motherfuckers,
all
they done scored 94, hey, Skin, they done scored 94 points at halftime.
The only quarter you want to watch is the fourth quarter.
That's when they're going to try to
win.
They're going to try to win then.
I'm watching me
but
some good old NHRA races.
They can't let a motherfucker
NHRA on. I forgot. Bam, I'm about to miss NHRA.
Yeah.
Get your hands.
Get it on, dog. You only missed two rounds.
I already know who won because some motherfucker came on Facebook and told who won already, a motherfucker. They already told who won.
Oh, man.
Erica won. Erica Enders won.
That goddamn Tony Stewart, the baddest motherfucker in racing, man. That motherfucker was down there in Florida. Goddamn it, then he went back to California, goddamn it, to watch his wife race. That motherfucker got some frequent flyer miles, baby.
Good God Almighty.
Yeah, hey, Kimo. Hey, man, I appreciate you letting me come on the show. And in the last couple of weeks, I've been making your show pretty good because I don't be bullshitting. But I'm finna get off here now and relax. If Raylo want to do something, y'all get me on the morning show. Y'all get me on the morning show tomorrow. Don't call me before 10 o'clock, though, because I got to get my rest.
Oh, man.
Man, I want to know why Raylo ain't locked you the fuck in,
Don't forget to use that lasting effect.
Because Raylo came over here and got out his goddamn league. I put it back in his motherfucking place. That's why.
Lord, have mercy.
He came over here trying to throw his weight around by his bracket racing. I don't give a fuck. I told that motherfucker I was going to bracket race his motherfucking ass, too.
My.
Hey, Skin, you on the phone, Skin?
Yeah, I'm right here.
In the words of Damian Skin, I was going to fuck him up.
You going to fuck him up?
Well, not today, okay?
You're a bad motherfucker.
Anyway, look here, man. I'm gonna start. If y'all need me, pass me back in later. Otherwise, thank you, Kimo. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all tune in tomorrow for the Bear Report, and a whole lot of capping gonna be going on tomorrow. Kids, get your shit together.
Man.
Got one more week, folks, to find out you're gonna keep your job or not.
A whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
Okay,
is Raylo back? Is Raylo back? Did they find Raylo?
Man, Raylo wouldn't heat up under the desk.
Hey, man,
hold on.
Find the fucking A number. But 22-22, what the fuck is that?
They started it over.
What you looking at, Charlie? What you looking at, Charlie?
The All-Star game, this ain't third quarter.
They go by quarters. They play four different quarters. They start over.
Raylo.
I said it ain't worth watching until the fourth quarter, Charlie.
Come on, man. I'm not
understanding
this shit.
That ain't
number
bullshit now.
Hey, that goddamn Steph Curry shooting that bitch from half court.
Yeah, he bad man now.
That motherfucker ain't shooting on butt three.
Oh, you missed the introduction for the 75 NBA players, man. That was pretty good. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Juwan Howard, man? Don't you know his ass gonna get fined?
Hold on, I'm trying to do something here. You said what? Now?
Michigan. So what's wrong with Juwan Howard, man? Don't you know his ass gonna get fined? Huh?
Yeah, he's gonna get fined.
Yeah, man. What kind of shit was that?
What Juwan Howard do? What'd he do?
He pushed the opposing coach. Go ahead, Kimo, tell him.
Yeah,
he pushed Wisconsin coach and tried to fire on him.
Oh, yeah, he's
going to
get fired. You know he's going to get fired.
Y'all know what was wrong with Juwan today, baby.
That's a Black History moment.
He got pissed off, motherfucker.
Juwan told him, when you put your hands on me, you know, you violated me.
That's a Black History moment. First time an African-American pushed a white coach in the heat of the moment.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
he didn't get
LeBron.
He didn't get gunned down.
And he went to Chicago to come out of him. When he was in the league, he wasn't doing none of that shit.
Nope.
He wouldn't even fight a motherfucker in the league. And he come from our hood. Not our hood, but in, you know, not too far
Chicago.
Away.
Chicago.
He went to CVS. You know what I'm saying? He went to CVS, so he wasn't that far away.
That's your hood.
I know, basically. I'm just saying he wasn't that far away.
Yep.
He wasn't on the same block, but he wasn't that far away.
He was like a 35-year professional football career.
The motherfucker comes from Princeton Pride on 95th. Right
off
the expressway. You know what I'm saying? So that made me my look at that nigga. I know all the niggas
over there.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know the new motherfucker, that kid, has been like you. Whatever block
no,
you
I,
know,
I,
you don't know these new motherfuckers.
I don't know the new motherfucker. That's why they keep carrying that old pistol.
Hey, you know all the motherfuckers. You ain't. You don't know these new motherfuckers.
Did you just hear what I said? I don't know the new motherfucker. That's why I have to carry that old pistol. Yeah, buddy. The new motherfucker got you. They make you want to carry it. Keep it with you at all times.
Yeah.
Just like you do your ID. You have to keep it with you all, just like you do your ID.
Them
young motherfuckers are strictly bad acting.
Oh, they bad acting like
a
motherfucker. Yeah, they is. They ain't bullshitting around. They bad acting.
Mm-mm.
They ain't bullshitting with they
spanking
at it.
Yep.
Man, where Raylo at, man? What the fuck? Raylo on the line talking to somebody, goddamn. Hey. Yeah, boy.
Boy's bad action, huh?
Where the guns
run? I don't know where Raylo at, baby. But he got ran out of the
block. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where the fuck he is.
Hey, Timo.
Yeah.
Timo. How many cars can you carry? 7 or 9? How many cars do you carry? 7 or 9?
I got a 7-car hauler and I got a 9-car hauler.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're thinking as to move up in the world, huh,
son? Oh, yeah, Shorty. I have to grow the business, baby.
I see. Fuck motherfucking move up in the world. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I dropped my car off at the dealer in front of the motherfucking gate. You think the police will come try to take it away?
Nah, which gate you parking at? Is the gate open?
Hell no, it ain't open.
As long as it's at that gate, they already know what that is. They know you waiting to get in. They're going to open the gate and bring your car in there. Where you put the key at? You put it in the overnight thing?
No. I don't know where no overnight. I left that bitch in the cupboard. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Nah, man. You got to go and put that bitch in the overnight. It's like a mailbox or a little chute in the service department that you put that key in.
I ain't seen none of that. Fuck. Just had your ass down there when they open in the morning.
Sure, you gotta go get your key back for a nigga try to spy that motherfucker.
That's gonna be your best bet.
Man, I'm gonna be down there with that motherfucking milk truck with the motherfucking bells ringing in that bitch.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yeah, you better have them up in the morning, Shorty.
Shorty, y'all ain't got 24-hour drop over in that fuel ship?
I have no idea. I didn't see none of that. You know, I was looking for it. I don't know nothing about that. All I know, hey, when they told me that shit, I said, man, I ain't never seen that before. Everything I see, the motherfucking shit was locked. Every car lot I go to. Now, maybe Chicago a little different.
You going to the one near the city, man. You got, you going to the one near the city. The further you get out, they ain't got no car blocking the
driveway. No, I had to go all the way out in Portland. And Finley didn't have Portland on 159th.
Well, I don't know. I know over in Wisconsin, you just walk up on a dealership. Or some of them over here, you just walk up on the dealership. Ain't no gate of money. You park that motherfucker right
there.
Yeah,
you know,
service department.
I guess they don't feel motherfuckers still out there. They still out here.
Oh, man, not the only
part. Too. Listen, shorty, in the city, they got big old gate. You can't get in that bitch. But, like, Novine shit, you can still walk up on them fucking dealerships, look at the cars and everything. Hey, they got some slick shit over in Wisconsin. Nigga, you touch the screen if you're a tow truck driver or transporter, you touch that screen, the little drawer, you tell them if you're a transporter or you're dropping the car for service, and a little drawer open up, and you put the key in that bitch, you close it back. Leave the car right there.
Oh, man.
Hey, they got that in Wisconsin. They got a little, like a kiosk machine.
It won't be long for them bandits to figure out how to get to it.
Nah, hey, they got the police riding around out there. As soon as you get off the freeway over in that motherfucker.
Motherfucking bandits will steal the police. Some bandits will steal the police. Fuck, they care about the police.
Okay. They got the police on steal their ass too. They stealing each other, nigga. They. Nah, but I. Hey.
Hit it.
Well, I be going to Wisconsin. As soon as you get off the fucking freeway, you see about 2-3 police cars. You out of, you look out of pocket. I know they gonna be on your motherfucking head. Hey, they ride around with their cars. You can see that fucking AR-15 sitting in the car. Like, what? Damn.
Oh, man.
They gonna blow your ass down.
Where you be going in Wisconsin, Janesville and shit?
No, I go to like Kenosha.
Kenosha?
Yeah, Sussex.
What about Madison? That's too far?
Nah, that's too far. I don't go way over there. That's 100 miles out of the way. I be right there, 50 miles in that bitch, and I'm coming back out of that motherfucker. I ain't going no more.
Oh, okay.
50 miles in
back,
that bitch.
Right across the Illinois state line.
I sometimes hit Milwaukee, but I go up in Milwaukee. I work all that Milwaukee area.
Hey,
Kimo.
That's probably got 15-3, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck didn't Steph Curry get in the 3-point contest? I need to know.
Man, they don't be wanting to hurt themselves or something, man.
He done been in it before, shorty.
He in the All-Star game. How he going to hurt himself in the 3-point contest?
I don't know. Maybe they just
didn't
want. You know what? Steph Curry run it before, so I guess he letting people win.
Yeah, he done won it before.
You know
he ain't got nothing to prove. They know he the baddest 3-point shooting motherfucker that ever lived.
Oh, okay. I just won. I forgot. I didn't know he
had
won it before.
Yeah, he done won it 2 or 3 times.
Hey, shorty, I tell you, nowadays the big man got to be able to put that bitch on the floor and shoot 3-pointers, man. You see that motherfucker?
Carl Anthony
Towns. 3-point contest.
I told dumbass Lil Will that this morning. I said, Towns in the baddest big motherfucking center, you know shooting a 3. He going to say,
yeah.
Nah.
Bigger than him.
Hey,
I said, did you hear what I said?
He can shoot too. That Philly nigga, he shoot 3 like a motherfucker too.
Who are you talking about? What's his name? Embiid. Embiid. He don't shoot good as Townsend.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
No, he don't shoot.
Good. He do not shoot good as Townsend.
Nah, he shoot that dude just as well. I think he shoot it just
but that ain't
well,
what
man.
We talking about, Timo. We said the baddest. That's the baddest
man,
big man shooting
them.
The three, man. Hey,
yeah.
You know who you
I
see
don't know.
That
I think
dirt.
That one motherfucker, that one motherfucker shoot the three well, too.
He
like,
don't
what
shoot it like Townsend, man. That's all I'm saying, baby.
I don't know, shorty.
Not
I,
a center.
Like
not a center.
Not no center.
I'm like
talking about a center. Play the five.
And shoot.
I'm talking about that play the five. I'm not talking about no forward. I ain't talking about no fucking shooting.
Center.
I ain't talking about no fucking point.
Nah,
all I'm talking about
is shoot that. Hey, that boy, what you call shoot that three like a motherfucker? That five.
You keep saying
eight,
what
man.
You call it. Who the fuck is what you call it? Who is that?
Man, what's that boy? The unibrow nigga, man. That nigga shoot that three too.
No, you a lying motherfucker. He can't fuck with Townsend. I know you talking about play for the Lakers. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. That nigga shoots that three ball, man.
Who played for the Lakers?
Doesn't
feel
to
shoot like that, shorty.
That boy out of Milwaukee shoot that three ball.
Damn.
Talking
about
a
center out of Milwaukee. They're talking about the forward. Talking about a center.
No, I'm talking about the center shoot the three ball good, too. What's that boy, man? Giannis, he shoot that bitch, too.
He's a forward, man. He's not no center.
Man, that nigga a center, man. Is he crazy?
He's not. He's
Giannis
a forward, Kimo. He's a forward, Kimo.
I bet you Giannis a center.
He's a forward. He's a power forward.
Now, Giannis a center. What is
no,
Giannis?
He not. He's a power forward.
Nah, Giannis a center.
Call Lil Will. He probably could tell you. He's a power forward.
No. Hey, man, that motherfucker 6'11". Man, that nigga's a center.
I don't give a fuck if he was 7 foot tall. He's still a power forward. He don't play the center.
Hey, man, he a power forward / center, what they got him listed as in Milwaukee.
All right.
Google him. Say power forward / center. And more.
Well, if that's the case, LeBron James was center. He done played center, too.
Yeah. They got him listed as a power forward center. Shit, that one boy a fucking center. What his name? Embiid.
Yeah, he's a center. But he don't shoot like Townsend.
The shit out. Man, Embiid shoot that three in a heartbeat.
He probably will, but he's not as good a three-point shooter as Townsend.
Man, them niggas all shoot good as Townsend, man. You better watch that game, man.
Okay, all right then.
And put
so.
That motherfucker on the floor. Man, hey. Look at that. Can Towers put that bitch on the floor like Embiid and them?
I was as good as Embiid. Now, if you said, Giannis is a center. If you said Giannis is a center, he don't put the ball on the floor like Giannis can.
Matt, hey, they got that white boy at fucking over in Dallas. He a power forward center, man, and he shoots that bitch. Doc, what the hell is his name? Djokovic or something like that?
Step? The white boy?
The white boy?
That used to be with New York?
I don't know who all he been with, but I know he they got him listed as a power forward center. Watch he shoot. I thought he was going to shoot that bitch. Yakovich or whatever his name is. Well, fellas, we can go and close this boy out, man. And we get back at it next week. Right on. You can come out now. Out there, Raylo, man. I'm off for the run, Raylo. Clean out of town. Out of town, man. Shit, I don't like how dog did that, man. Raylo! Don't let nobody do you like that, player. Don't let nobody do you like that, player. Guys. Well, folks, we'll be back at it. Same time, same place next week.
Yep. I'll keep on later.
Okay, fellas, get back at y'all.